show.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington's Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Donna Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. Complete contest rules. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
You want to talk about Queer as Folk and the, you know, the gay scenes in Queer as Folk. There was a scene of the cop and one of this guy that's a mortician kissing. And I have never seen men kiss on HBO. Okay. Like, I mean, big time, like eating face. Really just go, oh, God.
That's the same thing Nathan Lane was doing last night with Matthew Broderick at the Tony. Yeah.
Are you sure you weren't watching the Tony?
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi. Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Hi.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Hi.
Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch.
Hi. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show,
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, today, in honor of Morris Jones Day, as always, Phil Hochberg is up on the cross with a crown of thorns. And
wow!
And he is wearing a mock turtleneck.
Yes, a mock turtleneck of thorns.
Here is Son of God.
There he is, Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Phil is so excited about today's show. He said he has his mojo working.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. The Sound of Cancer and all the ships at sea. Hey, if you don't get wood, they don't get paid.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to a new episode of the Don and Mike Show on Tuesday, June 5th.
Mm-hmm.
This will be Buzz's final show with us.
Yes, this is where the passing of the torch will take place.
It's been great. I leave you in capable hands.
The transition will be made from Buzz to Fox 5 newsman Morris Jones, who incidentally is purposely not in the studio with us now. He has been hermetically sealed in another room away from both Mike and myself.
Yes, tomorrow Buzz will leave to realize his lifelong dream to be an ostrich farmer.
Well, let me start Morris Jones Day.
Yes.
By giving you a little background on Morris Jones before you wheel him in here, Lisa.
Wonderful idea.
Don't wheel him in yet.
No.
What can I say about Morris Jones? Giant, alien-sized head. Mock
turtlenecks.
Loves his dickies.
Yes.
The dude was the number one anchor man on Fox 5 News at 10 here in D.C. for something like 10 ridiculous years.
Nearly 20.
We used to watch him regularly. I mean, he was an institution over at that station.
Frankly, he got replaced for a younger, better-looking man.
Maybe not necessarily younger, though.
I don't think so.
You know what? You know how
it's hard to tell Mojo's age.
You know how some guys...
47.
How some guys... Is that his age, Buzz?
Same as me.
Rob's so excited he knocked over a whole tray.
You know how some guys try to dye the gray out of their hair like Ronald Reagan?
Right.
I think Mike Landis from Channel 5 is a guy who puts the gray in his hair.
For that distinguished look.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
So they replaced Morris Jones. What they did at... Yeah, Robbie?
Mike Landis is really only 27.
Right.
That's wow.
Just a kid.
What they did at Channel 5 was they took...
How foolish to do that.
They took Morris Jones.
Morris Jones.
And they put him on... the weekends.
Right.
So he was like the Saturday night anchor guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, frankly, we don't know the whole story. We're hoping.
No, we really don't. That's one of the main reasons we wanted him to come in today.
We're hoping that today on Morris Jones Day, he will shed some light and tell us some of the backstory about what happened at Fox 5.
And other than that, have a laugh, sing a song,
yeah.
and basically hang out with us all day. We,
cool.
We love TV people.
And frankly, I think we've set it up... why don't you wheel him in?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring Morris Jones.
Let's officially start
into the studio.
Morris Jones Day on the Don and Mike Show.
Very good. Lisa has just flown down the hallway, and momentarily we will be... I'm excited to see what he's going to be wearing.
Yeah, well, that too. We were both told not to look to see what he would be.
You looked. You peeked.
No.
Oh, you big.
Very patriotic.
I did.
He's wearing something red. I saw that.
Well, no, it's red and...
Is it a mock turtleneck?
No, it's not.
No?
Oh, it's not a mock... Ladies and gentlemen, Morris Jones!
Yeah, it is Morris Jones Day.
Who are you guys? They said I'd be on the Gordon Liddy Show. Who are you guys?
It is Morris Jones Day on the Don and Mike Show. Hello, Morris.
Yay.
Nice to see you.
I never wear a dickie, never a mock turtleneck.
Hi, Morris. How are you? Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Have a seat. Put the headphones on. Sit down. Make your
God,
at home.
Head is enormous.
That this hair is enormous.
Look at the size of
all
his hair.
My hair.
Really? It's your real hair.
My real hair.
Very, very good.
Morris Jones Day.
There's a float outside. There's a marching band. I'm so impressed.
We're very, very excited to have you here. I don't know if you've been listening to the show in the previous weeks, but we've been looking forward to this day for a long time.
Mojo Day.
And already he has foregone the headphones because he doesn't want to mess up the hair.
In TV, you just talk naturally. No, this hello, I'm on radio with my headphones.
But you got to put the headphones on so you can hear the people on the phone.
Now, what is used, a technique from a lot of TV pretty people that come in here, they actually do the underneath thing. So you can actually turn it like this, you see.
Oh, I understand. You know, I started in radio.
Did you really?
I was an announcer, a disc jockey. I started in high school. It was a real radio station the size of Frederick in Colorado. It wasn't called Frederick, but it was a fairly big town.
Mike, it's Morris Jones.
Morris Jones.
Here, how long have we been waiting?
We've been dreaming. We are idiots. We've been dreaming of this day.
Why don't we do a TV show opposite the 10 o'clock news, which they don't even call the 10 o'clock news anymore.
What do they call it?
They gave up the franchise so we could call our show the 10 o'clock news with Don, Mike, and Mojo.
Oh, fantastic.
Mojo?
And what kind of news would it be?
Got a call for you right here.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, Morris.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. It's Mike Landis.
Yes. Now, Mike, Morris, I want to show you something. You can be in two places at the same time. Mike, would you please put Morris Jones on the phone?
I did Amy in the Mile High Club up in Fox 5 Chopper.
Oh, my.
Nobody knew about that.
Put Morris on the phone. Put Morris Jones on the phone, Mike Landis.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Go get him. Is this the same guy?
Don, Mike.
Yes.
Morris Jones.
Now, Morris, would you please put Sue Palka on the phone? Sue?
Oh, Mike, it's Sue Palka.
It's not the same guy.
You know what?
It's a copycat. The same, because here's the bit.
I apologize, Morris.
The bit is the guy goes off telephone and he says, Mike Landis, Morris Jones, get over here, and then he puts Morris Jones back on. That is a copycat.
You are not the original Mike Landis, Morris Jones, Sue Palka, are you?
No, I'm not, but I did do Amy in the Mile High Club.
Boy,
up in Fox
that's
five.
Not good.
Baker.
That's not good.
Oh,
it's bad to have an imposter right out of the chute.
Well, I'm impressed anyway.
Let me ask you.
Is this the best you've got for me?
Oh, no, just wait.
Oh, okay.
You ever see Amy Roadblock naked?
I can't. There's legal agreements so that a mile long.
Okay.
I can't talk about it.
Did you notice the screensaver? I put Will Thomas
yes,
up on
I
the
did.
Screen. That's very impressive.
Thank you. Here's another call on Morris Jones.
I
hello.
That our right. producer did.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I remember when Morris Jones used to live in
Colorado, and he and Mike Landis were on the same station, or I don't know if they were on the same station or different stations, but they both started out in Colorado.
You've got a good memory. I was wow. At the time, you know, how stations switch back and forth. I was on the NBC station. He was on the ABC station.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Really? And the prick came in and got your gig.
That's right.
Yeah, we want to talk about him. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
That was an imposter.
Yeah. That's good.
There he is.
There
he is.
Mike Landis.
Hey, Mike.
Coming to you right now, live.
Would you put Morris Jones on, please?
You want to speak to Morris Jones?
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
right here.
Please,
let
yes.
me talk to my son.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Hey, Morris.
Hey.
Don and Mike want to talk to you right now.
Yeah, give me your
Don and Mike.
Uh-huh.
Morris Jones. How you guys doing?
Hey, Morris, why don't you say
hi?
You
like my turtleneck?
Why don't you say hi to a friend of ours, Morris Jones?
Morris, you're my favorite newscaster.
Hey, Brian Bolter is also here.
Brian Bolter.
Boy, this guy.
Just put Sue Palka on.
You want to touch Sue Palka's here? We're having the freeway. Hold
please,
on one second.
All right, yes,
Sue,
put her on.
Hey, Sue
best
Palka,
friend.
Come to the phone right now.
Sue Palka.
She is my best friend. I have
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Sue Palka. How is the weather over there?
All right. Hey, Morris, are you having a good time so far?
Hey, yes. Morris.
Just tell me when it's going to be over.
I have a personal plea for Morris.
What's that?
Yes.
Morris.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Please don't move to L.A., Morris. I love you.
Who's saying this? Sue, Morris, or Mike?
Mike Landis.
Oh, Mike Landis.
I thought Sue was
I'd
on.
I'd like to say this right now.
All right, get out of here.
All right.
I miss you, Sugarcakes.
Good to hear from you.
All right. So,
right often.
Listen, we have to know right up front the dirt. You work at Channel 5 for decades. It's the highest-ranked newscast in America. The highest-ranked 10 o'clock newscast
never
in America.
Mind, never mind that.
No, come on. Come on. That's
no,
the truth.
I'm thinking in terms of, you know, you've been in broadcasting where we're not immune from this stuff. And every few years you get new management that wants to reinvent the wheel. Well, some people don't think the wheel existed until they arrived.
So when they called you in and they said, Morris, you've worked here for nearly 20 years. You are number one rated. However, there's this pretty guy with frosted hair that we'd like to bring in. What was your reaction?
Well, you know, as I found out, you're not immune to any of these changes. And so many of the things I can't talk about because I'm sure all the Fox lawyers are there listening. Oh, you've got a huge audience today, I'm sure, because of that. Because you agree to say certain things and not say certain things. But among other things that were happening, and this I can talk about since I haven't finished legal proceedings with this guy, but my agent was representing the person who replaced me at the same time, and he knew that there was some issues I had. There was like being in Miami and having it snow every day of the year. And so I told my agent, I said, you know, there's this cold front that's blown through. Love the state, wonderful people, can't say a bad thing about managers, but I told my agent, I said, you know, talk to these people and see if we can get a little rapport going on. He never did, but at the same time, he was representing the guy who replaced me up until the time that all happened. And so
that's not good.
No.
Really? So your agent, your former agent,
yes,
also represented Mike Landis.
Yes, who was conveniently, available.
What a bastard. And your agent, so, I mean.
Yeah.
No, well, that's not necessarily just being a bastard. That's, there's some, rules and regs that, you know, about something like that.
Well, you know, there are if you're an attorney, because there are some attorney agents who have this fiduciary duty, but if
right.
you're an agent, you know, you can just do anything you want.
So your agent was not an attorney?
Correct.
So they moved you to the weekends, right, where you did, like, the Friday and Saturday night newscast?
I love the people. We had Hillary Howard, who was working with me for a while. Now she's on Channel 9.
She has a little boy's body. I don't know what she looks like in person, but on TV,
a very sweet.
She's got like the body of Malcolm in the Middle.
She's a very, very sweet.
She really
Frankie
does.
Munoz.
Yes,
Munoz. And I love all the people that I worked with. It's just, you know, it was things change, things happen, and the blizzard blew through, and that's the way it works.
So I understand that you have things that you can say and can't say, but I think you could say, are you bitter? I would be bitter. I'd be pissed.
Mm-hmm. Well. The bitterness, I'm happy to be away from that environment because 18 years, you know, I can see a window and I can see outside. We're working in the basement. The newsroom is in the basement. No windows. And I'm not talking about Microsoft windows.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a way, it got me back on the street. I made a lot of contacts, met a lot of people, enjoyed doing my news reports and everything. And so that was just a little passage of time that I look back on, and I'm very glad to be moving on to other things now. I wouldn't be able to do shows like this if I were still locked under, you know,
that's right,
contract thing.
You were still the anchor man. And when you were the anchor man, did they ever come to you and say, like, Morris, whatever you do, you know, don't go out and get drunk in public, don't go out and have a good time? I mean, did you have anchor man rules you had to live by?
Well, you know, any personal services contract will imply those types of things. But since I'm not up anywhere close to you in terms of partying, I don't have to worry about that.
All right.
So I have it. Yeah, you're always conscious. There are times that you get cut off on the highway and you want to, you know, do something to the other driver. And there are times you're in line at the grocery store and you just want to be a regular person. Say, hey, you cut in front of me. But no, you've always got to be this diplomat.
Mm-hmm. And, Morris Jones.
That's right.
You have to be Morris Jones 24/7.
Right. And somebody has to be, so I might as well be the person.
Now, Whitney, you say you got things happening since you left Channel 5. Where are you headed? Have you made a decision yet as to what your future holds?
Well, I've been doing a lot of freelance work around here. I frankly am enjoying the time off because I've been working nonstop for the 18 years I've been here. Before that, I was in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I was in Colorado. The longest vacation I ever took was like 3 or 4 weeks.
So we'd like to present you with the Jim Vance voodoo doll.
Oh, where is it?
Incidentally. And also the, who's the old guy on Channel 9?
Gordon 9? Peterson.
The Gordon Peterson voodoo doll as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see him hanging up by the lights over here, so I can, by the cart machine.
For people that, you know, aren't familiar with the 10 o'clock news schedule, your schedule when you were anchoring the 10 o'clock news.
Morris Jones.
What time? Morris Jones. What time would Morris Jones get to the station?
It's an 8-hour day. I got there at 3. It was a 3 to 11 shift.
Okay.
I know some anchors have the luxury of waltzing in and sitting down and doing the news. You know, I replaced Maury Povich because I was working with him, and then they started this show called The Current Affair that he went off to a title before it was syndicated.
Right.
And so I replaced Maury. And Maury had a pretty easy schedule. Of course, things have changed so much there at the station where you couldn't get away with just working a couple of hours a day.
Was there any pressure on you to continue the name and perhaps go from the M-A-U-R-Y to the M-O-R-R-I-E?
No.
And it would have been Maury Jones?
Maury Jones,
that's right. Although, as a term of endearment, my dad and friends called me Maury when I was a little kid.
Okay. Mm.
This mojo came lately because my name is legally spelled Maurice.
Maurice Jones.
I shouldn't have told. Well, but I always pronounced it Morris, and my friends pronounced it Morris, even though it's spelled.
It's the Maurice Jones right. Day on the Don and Mike Show.
And now, here's Maurice Jones.
Maurice Jones. Well, I like Morris better.
Well, but how does it look in spelling? Do you like the M-A-U-R-I-C-E the way it looks? Because
I like M-O-R-R-I-S.
Yeah. So, anyway, getting back to what I'm going to be doing.
Right.
I'm freelancing. I've been enjoying the time off. I might go to Los Angeles, do some TV production work out there. I'm just having a blast.
You get a nice settlement from Channel 5?
Well, I own the parking lot there now.
No, I'm kidding.
I can't say a thing bad about the management.
Because you're not allowed.
Because I'm not allowed.
Okay, I got you.
So we understand that.
Read between the lines, he would if he could.
Sure.
Would there be a personal message you'd have maybe for someone out there random with the initials of ML? You know, it could be anybody. It could be
Marty Levine or
it could be
like that.
Right. Anybody with the initials of ML you'd like to say anything to?
No, I don't. I love them and I miss them.
Okay.
You know.
Do you mean that from the ticker from
the you know the ML I was speaking of? You are really sharp as a tack. I was thinking of
Michelle something I don't
know. No, Mike Landis.
You have been you've been a fan of our show for a pretty long time.
I remember you guys when you were on AVA radio, and of course you razzed me about this, but I was offering to be the morning news guy for you guys. Even doing the 10 o'clock news,
yes.
It would have been a hell of a long day for me, but I said, hey, you know, I'll do it.
When David Haynes went off to the glue factory, we had an opening for a news guy, and Morris, he applied for the job, but the management at the station, I think, Big Al, demanded that I think what he told us was that if you wanted to be on the radio, you had to quit your television job.
Well, I would have, of course, done it in a split.
Yeah,
it would have saved me 10 years of anguish, so I would have done that.
So when you go around town now, Morris Jones, man about town, what do people, when people see you, what do they say to you? The first thing you get, oh, we miss you on TV?
They're very gracious. Of course, it's hard for them to get through the motorcade and security, but once they do, I'm always happy to talk to them.
I like
them. No, they're very sweet. They're nice people. I'm a man of the public, and I you know, the thing against me is people that don't return their calls or return letters. I answer phone calls, I return letters, and, you know,
we're no different from anybody else.
Yeah, well, sure,
better,
of course you do now.
That's better than we do.
I was going to say, of course you do now. You've got nothing to do. I mean, of course you return phone calls.
I'll write you a letter.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Sue Palka. Are there any other people over there that you would like to say good things about, that you can speak freely about because you have nothing but
friends? Sue is my best friend. She's a great gal. And I like everybody else. We get along wonderfully.
You're such a liar. You're such a liar.
But it's all right.
I smell another Fox opportunity. She's got to have another Fox opportunity.
Let me back up. Let me tell you first, when you were asking me what my hours were, the 3 to 11. So anyway, I replaced Maury Povich. And this is a guy who would be out golfing and having a good time.
He's like a 2 handicap.
And he would waltz in like at 9 o'clock, and it'd be at Chadwick's for dinner and refreshment hours before that. But there was
sounds like he was the Michael Mara of Channel 5.
Don, that's funny. I believe in the long work day because you know, the key to doing your job well is preparation.
Can the golden boy shine again?
Okay, maybe not.
But Povich was never sick a day in his life, and I don't know how he did it because he had a wild lifestyle at the time.
Wild, really? How wild was Maury's life?
Well,
what was he doing?
He just did a lot of things. I mean, he'd party, he'd have his pals, he'd be out golfing, and
so that was PC, that was pre-Chung, right?
Yes, that's right.
But he met Connie Chung at Channel 5.
She used to work there, and they worked together. He was, I think, sports before he was in news. Connie was an intern, and they may have also met out in San Francisco beforehand, too.
So I'm looking at your hands, your masculine, hairy hands, and I noticed that there appears to be no wedding band. Are you...
No, that's correct. The thing about this job, as you probably know about, Brad, you end up being married to the job, and so it's also nice to have somewhat of a personal life right now.
How is that going?
It's going fine.
You got a girlfriend, the main girlfriend?
I sort of do, and I was engaged at one time, but the job situation and things change, and so that didn't work out.
Did she leave you when you lost the job?
No. She was quite supportive. It's just that I then focused back on career things and so forth.
And right now you have a significant other right now?
Let me just ask,
because if you're kind of still single, you know, there. I mean,
well, you got a regular
6 million people right now.
You got a regular FB. you got a regular buck fetch.
Not per se.
Okay.
Really? Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
But are we going to have a dating game now? Am I going to be on the?
What I'm saying is that if you did indicate that you are kind of available, there probably would be hundreds, if not thousands, of women right now who would be very interested.
Have you planted your demon seed? I mean, is there, as far as you know?
Is there a Mojo Jr.?
Oh, not in this country, certainly.
Okay. But perhaps abroad?
Well, you know, the Vietnam was a rough time.
How old are you? Are you the same age?
I am somebody else. I am the one that's 27.
Ah,
the
Buzz is
27.
You are both 47, correct?
Flying newspapers.
Okay. Well, now,
nothing wrong with that.
You say you're freelancing. You got lots of different opportunities. If the ultimate gig was to fall in your lap right now, what would that be? You must watch a lot of television if you're in the business, and you must say, you know, if I could do anything in television or anything else for that matter.
Well, the ultimate gig would have to start with a giant rock falling from the sky on the head of Mike Landis.
And after that happened, what would be the ultimate?
Well, I would aim higher than that, you know. But Dan Rather's not going anywhere. I mean, he's still asking what the frequency is, and Tom Brokaw, that they're all those people, and that's like joining a country club. Getting into network TV is like joining a country club.
Ever since Dan Rather got that crew cut, I think he's beginning to slip. I don't think he's long for this world. That's just my opinion.
And your hair. You brought it up that it's real. Would you mind if Rob Spiewak tugged on your hair?
No.
Rob?
Just to make sure.
Would you just give Morris Jones
there an atrophy?
Right up front, Rob. That's where it would be.
It's an atrophy.
That's real.
Yeah,
that's
part of the job.
Well, Rob, check it out for PLUGS.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
All right.
It's my own.
It's a hell of a lot of hair.
You know,
of course it is.
It's darker in real life. Is it colored?
No, it's Memorex.
Wow. Okay. That's a lovely head of hair.
Excellent question. Do you dye your hair?
Of course not.
That is your natural, that jet black is your natural hair color?
It fades a lot in the sun, and I've not been out in the sun lately, so it'll
start to fade. You do have jet black hair, almost Elvis-like
On TV, it looks a little browner when I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick your clothes on TV?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you know, we don't have the luxury of people doing hair and makeup. You pick your own clothes unless you really
can't. Do you get a budget for that? Do you get a, I mean, you do some
no,
people do.
No, other stations I've been at, you do. But the key is, I think, when you're negotiating, is just get as much money as you can and get your own wardrobe.
Right. Okay.
Those are usually trade-outs with the sales department anyway.
All right.
And so just get the money and worry about the clothes.
Do you find Will Thomas to be as annoying a prick as we do? I mean, just watching him on television?
Are we on a delay so none of this ever got on?
That's right.
So we're just here chatting.
I'm just
it's coming out of Don's mouth. It's not coming out of yours, Morris.
I'm just telling you. I think he comes off as a pretensive little prick.
Will's a nice guy, and he's a friend of mine, and he's never said anything badly of me, at least not on your show.
Okay.
So,
okay.
All right, wonderful. All right. So he's a nice guy.
There's not any, and I mean this only in the best possible way. I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers, but I look here at the screensaver.
A screensaver, and there's about 50 Wills up on the screensaver.
Yeah, is there a chance that in a previous incarnation he may have been, like in another life, a woman?
No, I don't think.
Because he's
a nice guy.
He has very feminine qualities.
He has feminine qualities a little bit.
No,
he's
Mike,
a nice
will you turn that screen around? Yes, look at the bone structure.
Don't
the
rag on my friends.
Now, all right, he's a friend.
All right, he's a nice guy.
Now, hold on. Is he really a friend, or is he like one of the friends that you'd like to talk badly about, but you just can't?
No, I'd say he's really a friend.
He's really, okay, so right, he's really a
then
friend.
Then we'll stop. Then we'll stop.
We'll back off.
You know, you look at us. I mean, Morris, I mean, we have fun poking fun at TV people. I mean, that's what radio people do, because we are here in radio. We have tried television.
But I remember when you tried television, and I'm serious. You know, if Howard Stern and these other guys can go on with a radio show on TV, why can't we do it again?
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever see our TV show?
Of course I did.
Our TV show?
That was, you know, things change. You can, you know.
That sucked.
Now that you know you wear clothes and stuff, I think there'd be there's another chance.
Okay, I have more calls for you here on Morris Jones Day.
Yeah. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Morris Jones.
What? Hello, yes.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Morris? How are you today?
I'm fine, my friend.
All right. I'm a 6'1", 280-pound black man, and I want to spread peanut butter oil all over your buttocks and spank you. Would that be a problem?
My God, the first fall right out of the
get in line.
Get in line.
We heard you were single.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And Morris, Don and Mike and Morris. Morris Jones Day.
Hi, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm a former caller, and I was listening last week, and I felt so bad that you couldn't get that many females for your strip trivia show.
Oh, we pulled it together. It worked out okay.
I know, but I felt bad that it was such a hard thing to do. So what I did was I wanted to make something really easy for you, and I talked to a bunch of my girlfriends, all between the ages of 21 and 24.
Yes.
Six of them, and we want to find a time when we can come down and play strip trivia, if that's all right with you guys.
Oh, beautiful. Hold on and talk to our pimp, Joe Ardinger.
Okay.
And yeah, you girls can all be signed up the next time we play.
Why don't you say hi to Morris Jones? It's Morris Jones Day.
This is all about me. I don't want to hear about
Morris.
Oh, hi.
You're a very handsome man, I must say. Well,
thank you very much.
Let me ask you something personal from a female perspective. Would you ever pleasure yourself with the sound down while watching Morris do the 10 o'clock news?
No, but I would go out on a date with him if he asked me.
Well, that's very sweet.
I think we ever met.
It's a reasonable answer. I'll probably have lots of time because I think my career is basically over now for broadcast.
And who is the celebrity you most resemble yourself?
Hold on. Yeah, who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I would say Lara Flynn Boyle.
Oh.
But with a little bit more meat.
Make a nice couple.
Very nice. Uh-huh.
Right.
Morris, don't be offended by this. I used to make love with myself while I watched you.
Oh, my God.
As you should.
You're a handsome, handsome
now,
man.
Now I am disturbed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, how y'all doing today?
Hi.
I enjoy all your show, the whole show. Listen to you. Morris.
Yes,
I just want to say I miss you very much as far as doing the news.
Well, thank you. I'll pop up again someplace.
I want you to tell Sue Palka something for me. I'm a visually impaired individual.
Okay. It sounds like Elvis Presley.
Huh?
You sound like Elvis Presley.
I sure as hell don't look like him.
You know, how do you know? This always gets me with blind people.
Okay. Well, anyway, I have to get close to the screen every night to find out what time the sunrise and sunset, and then I get mad because she won't put it on there some nights.
So you're not 100% blind. You
not 100%, but when you've got to get close to the screen and then have to have the Friday forecast and go back and forth to find out.
Well, I'll tell you,
Thursday's going to be. It's
the best thing to do is just look out the window, and you'll know when the sun sets.
Thank you.
And don't worry about anything else.
Don and Mike Show. Morris Jones Day.
Morris.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
I'm fine.
Morris, I miss you, too. I really used to enjoy the 10 o'clock news with you. I have three questions for you.
All right. I've got zero answers, so go ahead.
Hey, Morris, hold on. Before you get into your questions.
Yes, sir.
Isn't this great that you're getting this outpouring from our listeners? And imagine right now at Channel 5, all those people are standing around the desks. They've all got the radios turned up all the way, loud as can be. And they, right now, they're just kicking themselves.
They're kicking themselves, and he hasn't violated any agreement.
No, he hasn't.
I want to start, I want to start my own TV station. If they can do it, I can do it.
WMJ.
That's right. Anyway, you had questions?
Yes, sir.
All right.
First of all, I want to know if you ever banged Wendy Rieger.
Oh. That's a valid question.
Yeah.
From Channel 4.
I know Wendy, but no, I have not dated Wendy.
Yeah, she seems too uptight for you. Yeah. What about?
I don't think Wendy. I went to school with Wendy. I don't think she's uptight.
No, she's a party girl.
She's nice.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, respect your audience.
Thighs. She wears black pants now because her thighs are so damn big.
How do you see her pants?
Huh?
You don't see her legs.
Oh yeah, she does those special. This is Wendy Rieger, and they pan away, and man, it's like Glad bags.
No. All right, what else do you have for Morris
Jones? You're watching the Home and Garden Channel or something.
What else do you have for Mojo?
I just want to tell you, in all seriousness, what a scumbag that Mike Land is. What a jerk off. I hate him. And would you like us to start a calling campaign? You got
No. They
phone numbers, whatever. That guy's got to go. You got to
No, the train has left the station.
Okay.
So, but and I have no ill will against him or anybody else.
Oh, please.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
So that's his story line. Sticking by it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don, Mike?
Hey.
Hey, Morris.
Yes.
I just want to call up on the radio, just affirm it, you know, say how much of a good guy you really are in the public. I don't know if you remember me. I work at Starbucks over at Tyson Steele.
Yes, I remember you.
Yeah, you were there.
Oh, no, you don't, Morris.
No, I definitely do.
I would always go up to him and, you know, ask him about the news, how it's going. He was always, like, really nice and outgoing. I just wanted to call up and be like, you know, thanks for that. I'm definitely going to miss you.
Do you still work at Starbucks?
Yeah, I still work there. Come on by, man.
All right, I'll do it.
Maybe Morris would like to work the latte machine.
Yeah, I've got time. I can see the public while I'm there. And I could read the news to people who walk by.
Hello, Don and Mike. Don and Mike and Morris Jones on Morris Jones Day. Hello.
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 Turn down your radio. See, I always wanted to say that.
There you go. Well,
all right, good. Let's try this one.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Morris.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Do you work out?
Yes, I'm working out right now, rather strenuously.
Excellent. The reason I ask...
This very moment.
I'm sure you're a timely guy. You read the news and stuff. You ever heard of naked news? You ever thought about that as a new career path?
Well, they're doing that in parts of Europe. I think if we could talk Don and Mike into doing that as part of the on the MJ show at 10 o'clock, opposite the 10 o'clock news, we might have something.
The MJ show. And now here's your host, Morris Jones.
All of us naked. I'll tell you, the first week, there'd be a hell of a market share for that.
People would tune in, regardless.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Mike from Rockville.
Yes, hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Welcome to Morris Jones Day.
Well, how you doing? Morris, do you remember me? I used to sell you cowboy boots in Rockville.
I sure do.
Do you still have your gators?
I've got gators. I've got some hornback lizards. I've got some stingray boots.
Right.
What are you doing these days?
Do you still wear those high water pants that are about 6 inches too high?
That's not nice. He was being nice to you.
He sold me those pants.
It's supposed to be nice to Morris today?
Yes. No.
Why?
I'm sorry, Morris.
What do you really remember this guy? You think this guy's legit?
I'll give you your last name if you're not careful.
Well, that's fine.
And your address.
That's fine. You don't know my address.
All right, get out.
I will say, Morris, do you still own all those boots?
Yes, I do.
I still have the 8x10 glossies.
Oh, you do?
The ones we used to throw darts at in the back?
Oh my God.
No.
The phone, please.
He had that. That'll be worth a lot of money someday.
Only serious love calls for Morris.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio and TV guys, how you doing?
Hi.
Good.
Hey, Morris, got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Seriously, does Mike Landis hit the bottle before he goes on the air? That guy is a serious slurring problem.
No, I think
I'm not kidding.
I was doing that a lot. But.
All right, hello, Don and Mike at Morris Jones Day. It's a great day.
Happy Morris Jones Day.
You know, there's bunting around the station. Gordon Liddy was wearing a dress today. It's been a wonderful day here.
Happy Morris Jones Day, everybody.
I'm wearing a crown.
Hey, how do we celebrate Morse Jones Day here at home? Is there a special meal or something?
Well, no, here's
turn off your TV at 10.
Yes. Also, start a road station.
You want to get your blow dryer going. You want to poof your bouffant hair up a little bit. Everybody must put on a dicky or a mock turtleneck.
I think it would be appropriate to have a particular meal this evening to celebrate Morris.
What is Morris?
What
like?
Is your favorite food?
Have a happy meal.
A happy meal.
Very
good. See, could it be any easier?
Have a happy meal to make Morris Jones Day special.
With the dicky, and you guys even called me bushy hair one time years ago because it was cut too short, so it was standing straight. But the dicky, I don't get it. I wore a turtleneck twice over the holidays because it was red.
You wore a red mock tee.
It was actually a regular turtleneck.
You wore turtlenecks all the time on the news.
You know, when I was out in the field, I did because. It was cold. It was wintertime, and I didn't mind the casual.
You anchored one time with a red turtleneck on.
That's right, and it was around Christmas time.
Not that I wasn't 2 inches away from the television, but that was probably the day that we remembered the most.
Yeah, okay.
And it was a real turtleneck. It wasn't a mock tee.
No, it was a silk, nice, comfortable. You know, if they're too heavy, you'll end up, you know, getting too hot under the lights. It was just a nice turtleneck. It was around the holidays. I wanted red. I kind of like to break up the stereotype of a suit and tie and, you know, serious news.
Like Mike Landis.
So, you know, when we saw our own station, there was going to be a lot of turtlenecks.
Very good. Hello. It'll be mandatory. It'll be the uniform.
Right.
Right.
Don and Mike show. Happy Morris Jones Day. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I have a question for Morris.
All right.
Morris?
Yes.
Got any weed?
Oh, now stop. That's
you're
the
asking the wrong news guy.
How about Mike Landis? Does Mike Landis have any weed?
How do you like taking calls from our listening audience, Morris?
I think it's probably something I'll be doing more often now that I can't find anything else to do.
Now listen, Morris, you know what? Here's the great thing. You know, we are now syndicated to 60 cities, including New York City.
Wow.
So, right now, here's your chance to appeal to Channel 2, Channel 7, Channel 4.
Let me say hi to everybody in Albuquerque. Hi, Mom.
Oh, that's right. That's the one place we were canceled.
Yeah. I know.
Yes. Oh, well. Yeah, thanks for doing your homework.
My mom and sister live in Albuquerque, and I told them I was going to be on today, and it's Morris Jones Day in Albuquerque, by the way.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's one state where cockfighting is still legal, by the way.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello there.
Hello. Oh, is this Cheryl the Big Dyke?
Cheryl the Big Dyke, but Morris, Cheryl the Big Dyke is also Cheryl Spector. Do you remember me?
Of course I do. You were the most conscientious.
For many, many years.
You did Chiron, and you were the hardest working person in show business.
Assistant to the producer of the Talk News, yeah.
What are you doing these days?
I work for the government now.
Okay, well, we all do in a way.
I'm the secretary.
Well, she's a full-time lesbian now. I don't know if she was when you knew her.
Actually, I came out while I became a lesbian while I was at Channel 5 in 1982.
I didn't cause that,
I don't know if
you
had anything to do with it.
I probably take credit.
Hey, Cheryl, what could you tell us about Morris and then perhaps some of the co-workers at Channel 5 that Morris is too shy or has legal agreements that he couldn't tell us about?
Well, I don't want to go into anything about Dan Cohen, but we'll go into...
See, Cheryl worked there about, it was 10 years, Cheryl? 10 years ago?
81, and I went to 9 for a little while, and I came back in 82 and stayed till 86.
Right.
Betty Endicott wouldn't give me a raise. I left.
Well, you know what happened to her.
I started with an annual salary of $12,000 and left making $15,800 or something huge.
Wow. The people at Channel 5, when Morris was the king, when he was Mr. 10 o'clock news, the anchor of the highest rated 10 o'clock newscast in America, how did he treat the peons at Channel 5? Please be honest.
He was terrific. He was one of the nicest people I ever worked with.
That was nice of you, Cheryl.
He was also very neat and tidy, and all his scripts were perfect, and his chirons were always spelled right.
See, Cheryl was a perfectionist, too. Yeah, thank you, Cheryl.
And hey, Cheryl,
Morris, can I just ask him a couple inside questions?
Hold on, let me just ask you one first. Wait, if Morris was the nicest person at Channel 5 when you worked there on air, who is the biggest prick at Channel 5?
On air or off air?
On air.
These would be
people.
He
already talked about them.
These would be people that aren't there anymore.
I know, but I still.
He already talked about them.
Who? Who's the name?
How about Maury?
Oh, Maury Povich?
Yeah. I don't think I have anything to lose by saying that. He used to come.
No.
He used to do Panorama. Then he would leave for like 8 or 9 hours. Then he would wander in at 9:15, looped. And just for the fact that he told Fred Knight, who made his money in a donut chain.
Fred Knight was the weather guy.
Our own Ted Knight.
Yeah.
Looked at him and said, "You made your million. I married mine." You know, after he got married. See?
Oh, we're getting some great Maury Povich
but
stuff
isn't
here.
It true, though? He was never. Cheryl?
Looked at him like, you
nutcase. That's kind of rude. Anyway, he would wander in after we'd, like, worked on the script at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and, like, try to rearrange stuff. And we're like, knucklehead, if you want to rearrange things, be here at 3 o'clock.
Knucklehead.
Cheryl, isn't it true he was never sick a day in his life?
He's
I don't know how he did
there,
it.
Yeah, but...
He was afraid I was going to replace him, I think.
2 hours a day.
I know, but he was busy doing other things, but he was never sick. I think he was...
Hey, do you remember when we had the softball game and he was wearing, like, a Philly T-shirt and an L.A. hat and a Washington jacket? And O'Brien, the station manager, said, hey, Maury, why are you wearing your resume?
There you go. All right, Cheryl. You got anything else?
I wanted to ask him one thing.
All right.
Well, first of all, if Brian Williams can make it to MSNBC... You can kick butt somewhere. And also, I wanted to give a shout-out to Joe Rizzo, because I heard he's not doing so well.
Yes, Joe has since gone to Charlotte. He had a bad stroke at the station brought on by a lot of that stress.
Pressure.
That's very sweet of you.
Oh, he's saying Channel 5 has nearly killed another employee.
Right?
That's right. That's what I'm hearing there.
Those
Joe
bastards.
Rizzo was one of these guys that, like, was the glue to the building. He was the operations director for, like, 35 years.
Thank God you got out with your health, Morris. Channel 5 didn't kill you.
That's right.
I didn't get out with my health. Look at the size I am.
You're doing great, baby.
Hey, Morris.
Hey, Cheryl, it's so nice to hear from you.
I can't wait to see you again. You're one of the nicest guys I ever worked with.
Thanks, Cheryl. I love you. Thanks,
Cheryl.
Hey, love you, too.
Thanks,
talk to you later.
She'd tell it like it is. We've known Cheryl for a long time.
Yeah.
She would tell it like
this. This is like Ralph Edwards, This Is Your Life.
Yeah. Hello.
Morris Jones Day.
Don and Mike Show. Morris Jones Day. Hello.
Hello. It's such an honor to be on Morris Jones Day.
Yes, welcome. Morris Jones Day.
Right.
Don?
Yeah.
I think it's about time we give Morris Jones the sex quiz.
Hey, leave the driving to me. Morris will be taking the sex quiz today. Morris will also be calling the 1-900 Hot Feet line with us today.
Very good.
Yes, he'll be here.
Welcome.
Yeah. We're going to keep him here until he can stand it no more.
Give him a dose of Steve Johnson.
Steve Johnson, who works here?
No, I mean
Pete Johnson.
Both would be equally difficult.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
There is a guy, Morris Jones.
Thank you.
And listen, you hear all these people that really still...
Can you feel the love?
Enjoy you, Morris?
Very nice. What are they doing today?
I miss them.
Well, that's nice of you. Thank you.
I got a quick question for you.
All right.
Whatever happened to that big a-hole Steve Buckhance?
Hey, now, Steve Buckhance is a friend of mine.
And a friend of mine.
Knock it off.
Everybody at Channel 5.
We're like on a one-hour delay, aren't we? We've been on for maybe 5 minutes.
All of these Channel 5 people that we like are getting slammed, and all of the ones that we want to slam are not being slammed.
Steve Buckhance, first of all, he's on-air persona, not a hint of a-hole, and anybody that's ever met him in person, there's not a hint of a-hole either.
I would hire him in a second on my TV station.
on MJTV.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hi, welcome to Morris Jones Day.
Oh, Morris, I have to tell you, your voice, the hottest thing around.
Thank you.
And you are so handsome. If I could just come down there and get naked for you right now, I would.
Well, where you at, honey?
I've certainly got time.
Where are you at?
Unfortunately, I'm up in Baltimore.
You've got time to get down here.
To Baltimore? You guys have a trailer out back. We could make,
Obviously, listen, Morris is excited. You know, we should have had those girls from Nexus down here today pouring champagne on themselves.
Who is the celebrity, ma'am?
Ma'am? Yes?
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I have been told that I look a lot like Linda Carter when she was Wonder Woman.
Wow. I'd love that. You should get in your car right now, get on the Baltimore Bell, get on 695, make the trip down Route 50 or whatever.
Park.
95, whatever it is.
Or I could send my motorcade to get it.
If I'd have known you were going to be here, I'd have definitely tried to take the day off.
Promoted this. Get out of here,
I know,
please.
But I've been on vacation, so I just come back.
It's great hearing from you.
Thank you. Pleasure. Morris, how can you be so nice to people all the time?
He just got here.
Yeah.
It's just the way I am.
Just the way he is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Happy Morris Jones Day.
Hey, happy Morris Jones Day to you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, is Buzz there?
Yeah, Buzz is right here. This is Buzz's last day.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz, I just made a trip to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Pakalolo is?
No, I have no idea.
All right, listen, get out of here.
Hawaiian word for weed.
I didn't know that.
We have to do a break.
I'm impressed by the demographics.
A wide range of listeners. Well, from the womb to the tomb. That's how we get them. Morris, we're going to go to call in to win right now. And And as a matter of fact, I believe Morris will be awarding the prize to the 100th caller here.
It's Morris Jones Day, and he's going to get to do a lot of things that you normally do.
At 877-365-3636, so be the 100th caller right now. Morris, would you like to take us out of break? Go ahead. It's Morris Jones Day.
This is WFJK.
Already,
WFJK. If it's not on the prompter.
Morris, yeah. And they told me I'd have a prompter here. Just say, it'll all be better for TV.
Just say it's the Morris Jones Day and we'll
it's
be right
the
back.
The Morris Jones Day and we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiting in the car. I want to tongue my balls.
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
Providing joy. Don and Mike.
And happy Morris Jones Day, everybody.
Yay. Here we are with Morris Jones.
Ready for a caller 100 right now. Mojo, you ready to give away a prize?
I am.
Okay, here we go. 100th caller coming right at you. Touchstones. Hello, you're on with Morris Jones.
Hey, Morris.
Hey, how are you?
Caller 100.
Yeah.
He wins?
Yes, he's the 100th caller.
You have won a Panasonic portable CD player courtesy of Graffiti Audio Video.
Sweet.
Graffiti Audio Video has four locations to serve you. DuPont Circle, Tenleytown, Bethesda, and their new location in Fair City Mall in Fairfax. Congratulations.
Yeah.
There you go, Morris. Yeah. All right. That's how you sell it, baby.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
And now, that's usually the level of enthusiasm that right. the prize gets.
Gratitude. Yeah.
Now, Morris, at this point, what we're going to do is, we have a couple of segments that you're going to be the focal point for.
Ooh.
But otherwise, we're going to continue with the show and simply have you as Morris.
Yes, Morris. Mm-hmm. Feel free to, pepper our regular program with your insights.
I'll do it.
Do let me tell you, though, that during the commercial, Morris told me, Emmy loves Morris.
Oh, yes.
Well, I got an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Anchor right after I left, so that was nice.
How sweet is that? After he got fired, he got nominated for an Emmy.
That's good. And one person that put me in touch with you guys, he emailed me at work. His name is Billy, and he says, hey, Don and Mike, they said I got fired. No, I left on my own. I'd still be there if I wanted to. I want to make sure that's clear.
I thought we knew that, didn't we say? I mean, I thought that's the way we understood it.
Well, I mean, you guys tease about it, but no, right. I mean, nobody fired me. I decided it was, time to go. But Billy, who is one of your...
Billy Reed.
I don't think that's
Billy.
But he emailed me, says, hey, Don and Mike talk about you. And of course, I know that. And he would, he emailed me at Fox about a year ago, and we've been little friends ever since on the internet. So, but he's a fan, and so Billy kind of
be very careful with that, Morris.
Yeah, how old is Billy?
Be very
Morris.
Careful with sending emails back to some guy named Billy.
I know. I mean, anybody that uses the IE or the Y on the end of the name, you have to be very, very careful.
And I did a freelance. I did a Social Security PSA that's shot in high definition. It's in the theaters now too because they're putting commercials in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
That got an Emmy nomination.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
So he's twice nominated for an Emmy.
So that's thank you. So that was nice.
And when will they announce the winners?
The 16th of this month, a Saturday.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
If you win the Emmy, will you come up and pull your pants down and defecate on the stage?
I've done that before. No. I'll come back on the show with my Emmy.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
Morris, I think, it's a staple of our show. It's here in the three-ring binder, the Don and Mike sex quiz that's been taken by... Well, certainly by all of us.
All of us on the show, we have all taken it. Celebrities from every walk of life, from presidential candidates, TV stars.
Yes, mm-hmm. Dennis Franz, pro wrestler Mankind.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whoever the dummy is that was running for president on the Libertarian campaign.
I believe June Lockhart took the sex quiz.
Yeah, so Morris Jones, you're the latest to take the Don and Mike sex quiz.
Maybe we didn't give it to June Lockhart. I think we might have 86'd that.
I think we asked her and she said no.
That's
because,
right.
She's a TV mom. We let her slide.
Yeah, but June's pretty perky from what I heard.
She's very perky.
I made out with her. I ask you not. I swear to God, I made out with her.
I believe you.
She's hot.
You and everybody else.
No, he thinks I'm kidding, but I did.
I know you. I was watching.
That's something to brag about.
I was videotaping it.
Yeah.
Morris, answer honestly, please. Have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
No.
All right.
Okay. You ever had a sex with a woman while she's menstruating?
You know...
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Don't have to answer that. When you pause like that, we know the answer.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
I don't think so. Well, you'd know.
Yeah. Think about it more. This is what we need a yes or no on.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a yes.
Wait a minute. Morris, have you ever made love in your parents' home?
No.
Wow. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Man, my career has gone down the toilet.
Nothing to be ashamed about with any of these.
Very good. All right.
Morris, have you ever J.O.'d in front of others?
No.
No. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yeah.
Okay, you're being honest.
Yeah. It's hard for those yes answers. That was the first. It was a while before we got a definitive yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Here's an important one. Have you had sex in the no-no? You know what I mean, the no-no?
Wow.
No.
Boy, he was going for the ding there.
I thought he was wavering.
Mm-hmm.
Morris, have you J.O.'d today?
Well, the day's young.
Okay. Possibility for later.
That's a no.
Three more questions. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yeah.
And you can round off to the nearest number. What is your total number of sexual partners?
Well... Wilt Chamberlain looks like an amateur compared to... No, I'm just...
I don't know.
What would you think? I mean, you know, we'll toss... I think my number was about 40. Our old producer, Charles Broyle, his number was in the hundreds.
No, I would be closer to you.
About 40?
The number, yeah.
I think 50.
40. Mine was 3.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Was it 40?
Well, I'd rather be a little more modest then and go for...
No, be honest.
No, my honest number was... I think probably less than you, about 35.
Yeah, close.
I'm close to that.
Okay. So put Morris down from 50.
All right. 50 it is. For this week, you're talking.
Yeah, 50 for this week. Yeah. Very good. All right, Buzz, then we go to you as the gatekeeper.
Morris Jones, one of our purest contestants ever with only 6 yes answers.
Well, that gets a round of applause, too, for the purity of our guests.
But today. He matched my partner count with 50, so that's
good.
I've
won a Panasonic portable CD player. Curtis, no, I haven't.
And I think the question that we all are curious about would be the homosexual experience.
Oh. Seemed to be a lot of difficulty with that question. Was there something when you were younger that might have happened?
Anything wrong.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. We are a very open-minded show.
Right.
No. You know, there's certain things you don't make fun of with all the sensitivities in the public and so forth. So, no, some things you...
So you would rather keep your homosexual experiences quiet?
No, I'm just very conscious. Who was it? There's some famous star they asked him about. Oh, well, it was...
Elton John?
Well, no.
Tom Cruise?
George Michael?
Merv Griffin?
I just feel very strongly about the whole bashing issue and that, so
Be uptight. This is a very gay-friendly show. Mm-hmm. We do lots of pro-gay events on this show, and the gay people that listen to the show know that they get kidded like anybody else.
Yeah, okay.
So, absolutely. It's an honest question. Have you ever had a homosexual experience? It's about you personally.
Well, I think my answer was not that I know of.
Not that he knows of.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
Well, we're going to have to leave that as a yes, Morris.
I'm sorry, that would go down as a yes. I think you would know.
Again. But you did score very pure on the sex quiz. I mean, I believe it was Diamond Dallas Page, professional wrestler.
Yes.
Who had something like 5,000 partners.
Yeah. Although the guy who was Greg Brady had well over, I think, was it 200 or 300? He had some gigantic.
And maybe 1,000. In his case.
Mm-hmm. But the reason I tease, the reason you don't say no to some things is that means that you're against that, and if you say yes, then that...
Exactly.
Some things you don't say yes or no to just because you don't want to cast aspersions.
Well, what the hell?
Buzz is part of the news family over there. You can tell by his support.
Yeah, these are simple.
Buzz is a good news man.
Were you worried about offending the people who enjoy three-way sex? Group sex? I mean, you know, it's yes or no.
All right.
You're worried about offending menstruating women?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, it's yes or no. And you had hot interracial sex. Good for you.
Very good.
Good for you, Morris.
But, you know...
Me too. I had a yes there, too. That's right. It's exotic. Hell, Buzz is swapped. That's no lie. Swear to God, Buzz is swapped.
He did a swinging experience.
He admitted it on this show.
Many years ago. Experimental phase. I got the strangest mail. I was on TV in Denver. And so I was, you know, I had a show out there and everything. And we would get these strange letters with photographs of people that wanted to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm not getting those anymore. But I mean,
you will now. Well, didn't you have an opportunity, you and your wife, you had an opportunity at one point.
Because oh, yeah.
You stumbled into a social encounter that turned out to be a potential swinging.
Yeah, it was about 20 years ago. I was working in Los Angeles. We get invited to this party, right? So we show up at this guy's party in the Valley. And as it turns out, guess what? The only people invited to the party are my wife and I. And we walk in, and we're okay with that. We sit down, and the guy says, hey, we got a nice pool and a hot tub. You want to go swimming? We say, yeah, sure, but we didn't bring anything. And at this point, they both take off their robes, and they're naked. They're naked in front of us, and we don't know what to do, so we borrowed swim trunks, and we get in the pool, and as soon as we get in the pool, the guy pairs off with my wife, and his wife pairs off with me, and we were petrified. We got our car, we left, we were like, what the hell is this?
Hello. This is Los Angeles. You should have known better.
They were right.
Yeah.
Mojo.
It's not Albuquerque, that's for
right.
sure.
That's right.
Hold
that's
on.
Cheap
if it were Albuquerque.
Here we go. More people. Listen to this, Mojo. I think this guy's calling you from Sacramento. He probably didn't even know who you are.
No.
Hello, Paul?
Yes, that's me.
Hi, Paul. You're on Morris Jones Day.
I don't even know who Mojo is, for God's sakes, but could you please tell him to lighten up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, dear. Oh, dear. I did have a career to worry about, so that's the only reason.
Now, keep in mind, he's a TV newsman.
He's okay? A TV news guy. Give him a break.
Can you see Dan Rather doing this? I mean, come on.
Well, you know, we'd love to give him the sex quiz.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yay, you took the sex quiz. Thank you, Morris.
Mm-hmm, very good.
Hello, Don and Mike. Morris Thomas Day. Morris Jones Day.
It's Will Thomas. He's
Will
the
Thomas.
Screensaver.
Well, I know. I see that the question's about Will. Will Thomas. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was calling about that douchebag Will Thomas.
Oh, my God.
What about him?
He's a jerk.
Why? Now, why the hostility, sir?
And he looks like an idiot.
Okay. But
I think
Morris said that he was one of his friends, right?
So you know, so back my off. Friends.
Well, I'm
so.
Sorry about that, Morris, but I just don't like him.
Okay.
Right.
Morris, have I mentioned this show is number one in college graduates?
I believe it.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I want to talk to Morris.
I'm right here.
Morris, it's Hillary.
Hillary, my dear, this is my good friend Hillary. Should I give your last name?
You don't have to.
Okay. Well, I recognize you. I'm trying very hard, Hill. You know, I'm being very, they're putting me in under the fire, but I think I've survived
the
fire.
Is this the girl that works at Channel 9?
Turn it up a little bit for you.
We worked together and I loved her.
Is this the girl at Channel 9?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. I loved
the girl you were giving the compliment to a moment ago.
Oh. Well, and as I was too. I mean,
yeah.
she's a nice, very nice person.
Hillary's on Channel 9 right now.
But yeah. She's on in the morning.
In the morning.
She's on the morning. Hillary, can I tell you the best thing about the Channel 9 news in the morning?
Tell me.
When Frank Herzog makes pancakes on Friday.
Yeah. You don't know how good that is.
Yeah, absolutely. That is television. That's what the medium was invented for.
Now, Hillary.
What?
Hillary Howard is also a member of the I Hate Fox Club, right? Because I think the story that I heard was you got pregnant and then they fired you because you were pregnant.
Well, no, that's not true.
That's not?
That's not true.
Can we get you to say anything bad about Channel 5?
Hillary and I...
No.
That's right.
No. I can't.
We all have... There are more lawyers than agents at that place. Let me tell you that.
Will you talk about...
to get in and a lawyer to get out.
Will you talk about Mike Buchanan's new teeth?
Hillary, this is what they're subjecting me to. I hope I'm doing okay.
You're very funny.
All right, thank you, because... Okay.
Has Mike Buchanan taken his pants off lately?
Twice.
See? All right, good. I'm glad to see that he's still doing that.
Well, now, isn't this like fraternizing with the enemy, really? Because Hillary works at Channel 9, even though... Well, I guess, no, you're a free agent, right?
I'm a free agent.
Morris and I?
We, yeah.
No!
Hillary's going to be part of my TV station.
How about Mojo TV?
You bet.
Mojo TV, and that's the name for it right there. We need no other name. Mojo Television.
Mojo TV.
You got it.
Hey, listen, let me ask you. Are you at work right now, Hillary?
No, I'm home.
Well, do you think at Channel 9, they've got all the radios up, and they're loving the fact that Morris is...
Hi.
No, she works at 9, though.
Right, okay.
I was just wondering, at Channel 9, would they be happy that there's all this anti-Channel 5 talk going on.
Oh, they couldn't care less.
Really?
No.
Please.
Really?
Really.
I mean, Gordon Peterson doesn't have his radio turned up really loud right
now? You know what? I know for a fact he listens to you absolutely every single day. It's where he gets his political ideas from.
It's where he gets all his stuff for Inside Washington.
All right. Thank you, Hillary. Thank you.
Hillary, I love you. It's good talking to you.
Okay, hey, Morris.
Yes.
Okay, I'll see you.
No, hey, ask me a question.
Go ahead, what?
Here, you might win something. I've got my prize sheet right here.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Oh, no idea.
Hey, Hillary.
Hillary, for God's sake, you didn't know we were on the air?
Hey, Hillary.
No, we were on the air.
I didn't know that either, Hillary. I had no idea.
That's a really good line. What I was actually calling to say was, Morris, why didn't you tell them about the time I slept with you?
Hey, Hillary.
I was saving that.
At Channel 9, which room is bigger? Which room at Channel 9 is bigger? Your main studio where you do the news from?
Yeah.
Or J.C. Hayward's wig room?
Oh, my goodness.
See what I mean, Hillary?
I had no idea we were on the air.
Oh, how could you?
I didn't know that either.
Oh.
And I'm that naive.
I came in here for the Gordon Liddy show, and they suddenly surprised me. I have no idea.
You ever see her walking around without her wigs on?
Oh, no.
You don't?
She's a wonderful woman.
Really?
Truly wonderful.
So she always has her wigs on when she's walking around?
Hillary, send
you
help.
You have your wig on. That's what I want to know.
Hillary, send help. I'll give the address. Just send somebody here to get me, please.
Right. Oh, hold on. I've got to go. My trainer's here.
Oh, okay.
All right. Bye, Hillary.
Bye. Bye,
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Great gal.
She didn't know she was on the air.
No, she didn't.
It's fascinating.
None of us do, I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Morris?
Yes.
Two things. One, you look just like Dylan McDermott, and I can't wait to see you back on television.
Thank you so much.
And two, my mom and I were wondering, did you ever have a relationship with Tracy Neal? Because you two had a lot of chemistry.
Oh, thank you. She's a sweet gal, but no. We, you know, very professional there. And
she is hot.
And she's a nice person, but
maybe she's the one you
like. She looked at you like a cat looks at tuna, honey.
Well, that was written in her contract.
Ah,
so maybe I don't blame her.
Maybe she's the one that. Maybe she's the one that Morris had the hot interracial romance with.
She's a nice gal, but thanks for the call.
I think we're wearing Morris out here.
No.
I really do.
Now that I find out we're on the air, I've really got to be guarded.
Right.
She is trade doable. Tracy Neal. She's
very
she's nice. She's easy on the and a good reader also.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
Anyway, watch for my return on Mojo TV. I'll be there.
Well, good news reader she is. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Is this me?
Yes. Welcome to Morris Jones.
Is this
Day.
Me? Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Great. Yeah, go ahead. Come on. It took you 5 seconds to realize you were going to
be.
Shut up. You shut up.
Chris Jones.
Your brain's got this shell on it.
Buddy.
Boys. Hello. Go ahead.
What?
I want to tell Morris I have my beach towel in hand going into action.
Oh, you don't want to know what that means, Morris.
I get an idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Not sure.
Is Morris there?
Yes, Morris is here.
Morris, I've never heard of you, and you suck.
That is really not called.
That's not okay. And I haven't heard of that guy. So
hello.
The fact is, I'm here and he's not.
Don and Mike show. Welcome to listen, and everybody, let's not forget.
That's right.
It's Morris Jones Day.
Yeah, a little respect, please.
And
okay?
That guy doesn't have the music. He doesn't have the motorcade out front.
Right.
Who the hell is he?
Exactly. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, I just wanted to tell Morris, I really miss him on Fox News.
Well, thank you.
I used to really like watching you, and I even commented to my husband, as soon as Mike Landis started on there, we were wondering why you weren't around anymore and why they would bring him in instead.
Because Mike Landis is so pretty.
That's show business, but you know, don't watch TV at 10. Nothing against Channel 5. They're wonderful people. But I've been doing some freelance stuff on WMAL, and I've been working a 10 o'clock radio shift once in a while. And
oh, really?
Really? So, and when I'm on there, I tell
thanks for mentioning our competition.
Well, that's really don't worry.
That's AM, that's 10 o'clock
at
night.
That's a cherry gig being on MAL at 10 o'clock.
And yeah. I'm going to... Well, but it's fun. I don't even know what it pays, but it's been...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey.
Hey, I want to kind of help Morris here, Scoop Buzz. There's been a second celebrity death.
Buzz, do you have this? Hold on. Let's give Buzz a chance to equal out the playing field.
No, let's say I don't have this. Who do you have in mind?
80s Saturday Night Live star, Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo.
Turn him down. I'm sorry.
This is the Joe Mama guy.
Yeah.
Ah, and good. You are the original Joe Mama guy. Admit it. Hello?
Is he gone?
So people call in with fake debts. That's great.
No, no. People call in to get us to say Joe. I walked right into it because it had been so long. They call and they'll say, here's an actor, Pesci. And we'll say, Joe Pesci. And they say, Joe Mama.
Okay.
That's the game.
That's the guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got us.
The Joe Mama. Way to go. Way to be ever vigilant.
Well, I'm honored that the nuts are calling during my shift.
That's good. Well, it's every day here, Morris.
What do you need me to do, Aaron?
Put it on hold.
Put it on hold. You got it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get it for the repeat.
See what we do, Morris. This is great. I bet you didn't have this kind of feedback with your audience on TV.
No.
Someone pisses us off and hangs up. We star 69 them. We get their phone number. We're going to call them back.
Oh, terrific. And I'm sure he'll pick up and talk to you.
He might.
He will, or really? We'll give out his phone number.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, okay.
Waiting on the repeat.
Okay, we're just waiting on the repeat.
Waiting on the phone number.
Can we give him a graffiti audio and video prize?
Hey, how funny is that Hillary Howard didn't know she was on the radio? That's pretty funny. She called a radio show and didn't know she was on the radio.
I loved working with her. She was doing weekends when I went to weekends. That was a nice...
I haven't seen her. See, I'm out of the loop on that because I haven't seen her on Channel 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
You ever think about buying her a brush job?
I don't think she needs one. Does she?
Well, I don't know. I'll watch her.
I got to watch her. You know how many people will be watching tomorrow. All right, when he called the Joe Mama guy back.
Yeah.
Good. Do you think he's the original?
Oh, I'm positive.
Really?
I'm positive. He hangs up. He runs away.
His tail between his ears.
Gentlemen.
This is the original Joe Mama guy, right?
Hey, love you guys. I've finally been cornered like a rat.
Ah, there you go. All right, well, he's standing up and he's admitting it.
Actually, though, who said it? Who said Joe?
I did. I walked right into it.
Gotcha, babe.
You did get me, but Dom was quicker.
I'm taking off my jumpsuit with the J on the chest, like you told me, and I'm retiring it forever. So anybody from here on out is a fake.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Joe Mama guy.
Later.
All right.
See, that's how you even the score on this.
Yeah.
On the pettiest of radio shows.
We are extremely petty on this
Vengeance
show.
Is good, saith the Lord.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hi, Morris Jones' dad.
Yeah, I saw Morris Jones in Bethesda one Friday night, and kind of being stuck up to everybody that said hello to him.
No. Were you the drunk that came up to me? I'm kidding.
Oh, no. No, I just came back from work.
No. I talked to people. I wasn't stuck up.
Where did you allegedly meet Morris Jones?
I saw him on River Road in Bethesda, in the 7-Eleven over by Little Falls Parkway.
Oh, in the 7-Eleven. Yeah, that's always where you want to hold court, too, in the 7-Eleven.
And then what happened?
I'm sure I didn't see you.
Me and a couple of friends walked up to him and said, hey, you're Morris Jones, right? And he was like, kind of gave us a stuck-up face and back and walked to his car. I mean, I don't know what kind of car he was driving since you guys.
You were probably, that was probably more Povich you saw. Yeah.
I was
a nice guy.
Hey, you're Morris Jones. Hey, Morris Jones, you're going to get a Slurpee? Hey, are you buying a Slurpee? Hey, Morris Jones.
You're Morris Jones.
You're Morris Jones buying a Slim Jim, aren't you, Morris Jones?
I'm sure I was preoccupied. I was thinking about doing this show, probably. Could have been a million things on my mind.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike and Buzz, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Morris Jones.
Yes.
You will be missed. I wish you luck in your future, and they ought to have a Don and Mike Morris Jones once a month, Morris Jones Day.
I think so, and I think really that we should aim for something on TV again.
Listen to that positive feedback.
He keeps loving this. He loves the thought of this, the Don and Mike Morris Jones TV show,
Mojo TV.
It's just radio with pictures.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Morris Jones, I just want to say I was a fan of you. And,
Did I ever see you at 7-Eleven?
No, but, hey, Don, I'm like, you know that phone screening you got, Jack Ardinger?
Hey. Okay, will you get out of here?
Come on,
F you.
We're going to give out my number?
No, don't Morris, give out your number.
Morris, let me ask you a question. So far, is it everything you expected it would be?
And more.
Very good.
Yes. What did you think? Yeah, really, Morris, this is a valid question. What did you think when you knew that we were going to have Morris Jones Day? On the Don and Mike show, what did you think it would be?
Probably this. I wasn't expecting the sex test. That was certainly different.
Have you ever called, we're going to do this in a moment, have you ever called a 1-900-SEX-LINE?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Great.
I'm not paying for it.
Right.
We pay for it. We pay, absolutely. Hold on. Morris, you know, I keep wanting to move away, but I see all of the lines are absolutely jammed.
Yeah, the lines are throbbing. The lines are going
nuts. Do you do overnights like TV does for ratings? I mean, I'm sure this will be going down in history.
We're rated every day, every single day.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Morris Jones show. Hello.
Hey, Morris.
You're on the air. Always wanted to say.
Morris.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, you worked with Amy, right? The helicopter girl?
Yes.
What's your opinion about her?
She's a nice person. She's anchored some newscasts with me. She's a sweet gal.
Really?
Is she the one with the really nice eyebrows?
Mm-hmm. Amy Roadblock. I mean,
is she the one that's the blonde that's up in the copter?
Yeah.
Hot.
Oh, my God.
Why do they put her in a helicopter?
For the love of God, get her into the studio.
Well, she does the noon news with the guy with Alzheimer's who looks like he's the guy from The Simpsons.
what's that guy's name, Rob?
Ed Brockman.
There's another friend of mine, Patrick McGrath.
That's him.
He's a nice... Patrick...
he looks like Kent Brockman from The Simpsons. And he always forgets his place in the newscast.
Here I am. Leave me alone.
That's a nice guy.
Leave me alone. I'm doing the news. Isn't she pretty?
Pat, we love you if you're listening.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Pat McGrath.
Hello.
I'll find him.
I like the... Do a Raymond Burr for me.
Raymond Burr, that's long.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah,
some this is Raymond Burr. I'm sitting out here eating some chocolate truffles wrapped in foil, fresh foil. Yes, sirree, this is Raymond Burr. Squeeze out a chocolate truffle for me.
This is why I came on the show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hello, yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Lots of dead air. Perfect, great radio.
Oh, go ahead. This hour show goes.
I know.
It's not smooth.
I know.
It's not professional.
I know.
But this caller is challenged. That's why we've been able to talk so much before he spoke.
Come on, what do you want?
Yeah, there's a deli in Tyson's Corner where there's only one picture of one celebrity hanging on the wall. That's Morris Jones.
That's right.
What is the deli?
It's the New York Deli on Route 7, Tyson's Corner. It's a wonderful place, and the guy's like my agent.
Hold on.
My picture's up there.
The hotline is ringing. Hello, hotline.
Hello. Who's speaking?
Well, guess.
Who's calling?
Yeah. Frankie Cali from Hammond calling for Rob Stein.
Oh, yeah. Hold on just a second, please. Rob's right
Hold
here.
On a second, Frank. You've called on our inside line. You're on the air right now. I'll be right with you. We're going to put you on hold, okay?
You have won a Panasonic portable
TV player.
No.
All right.
Now, let me just tell everybody what this is about. Hey, Rob, tell this guy we'll do a break, and we'll come right back. Hey, Morris, you're going to love this.
Are we going to do a...
Yeah.
Danielle and April.
April Alice.
Hold her, call him back.
Yeah, we'll do a break.
Okay.
And now you're welcome to join us on this. Hold on.
Is this the guy from the restaurant?
No. This is the guy who won found $12,000 in a casino and gave it back.
Ah, very good.
About 8 minutes. Is that all right? You can do the interview. We'll call you back.
Of course, you know.
It's raining food program.
Raining food, and you're on Coast to Coast on Westwood One.
I'm sorry, I interrupted. Yes, Morris.
I would give it, you know, that could be a test. You know, you find money, it could be like some hidden camera thing. Mm-hmm. He probably did the right thing.
That could be on Mojo TV.
I think we would do that.
All right. So now, here's the setup. Rob is, we tried to call this guy yesterday, and he was unavailable.
WJFK in Washington, D.C., but we're on about 60 stations.
So that's sell it, Rob. And Morris Jones is on the program.
We have a special guest today, Morris Jones.
Yeah, that should do it.
But today, if you want to play this next bit, you have to be Melissa.
Back in a few minutes, Frank.
I have to be Melissa.
Yeah, let me explain to you what we do.
Okay.
He's ready for you.
He's ready. Okay.
I don't think you should give it away before we do it. I think we should just get a commitment from Morris whether he is going to be Melissa or not.
All right. Will you play along when we do the debut of our new radio show, It's Raining Food?
If my mic doesn't give out, it might.
Okay. Well, all right. And Rob, the setup on this is the dude who, right here, okay. Finds $12,400 cash in a casino and gives back every cent.
But that's not what April and Danielle are going to be concerned about. They're going to be concerned about the buffet that are offered in most casinos.
Yes, because April and Danielle do a show called It's Raining Food. And
they love
them,
food.
Everything revolves around food.
The tie-in is this is April Alice and Donnell's Las Vegas week on It's Raining Food, and that's how we're tying it in. So,
you have any idea what we're talking about here at all?
No idea.
Okay, all right. We'll do it right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
I hope nothing's wrong with Oprah. She doesn't look real.
Ain't nothing wrong with Oprah. I seen Oprah on our copy last week with a picture of her. Got a tall, young, strong gentleman named Stedman, so handsome. He's my favorite out of all of them. Jenny Jones, Marilyn Kagan, Maury Povich, Latterman, Leno, Montel, Ricky Lake.
I like Rado.
Mike Douglas. Oh, Mike Douglas. You know, Mike Douglas used to make me moist when I watched the show. I would get moist when I watched the show. Only white man ever did that to me was Mike Douglas.
working directly under Melvin and Sumner. John and Mike.
All right, Morris, you ready for some fun?
I'm ready.
Okay, now, we hope you participate in this next bit with us.
We hope. Well, there's a loose mic wire. I told you.
I want to tell you that it's a bit that is a work in progress.
Oh, okay. I just started doing it.
Right. Rob, why don't you, here, let me dial it up, and then you can get the guy ready to go on the air with us.
Okay. Do we get our theme music?
Oh, I got it. We'll start the show as soon as Rob talks to this dude. Mm-hmm. Okay, there it's ringing on the hotline.
I noticed when the hotline call comes in, your lights flash in the whole room.
That's right. That's right, Morris.
Yeah.
Hi, Danielle. Hello, April. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for It's Raining Food. So am I. Oh. Oh, honey. That was good. I am so hungry for this next guest.
That was good.
Earlier this morning, I had a biscuit with sausage gravy.
If you're there, please pick up. I said we'd call in about 8 minutes. This is Rob Stein with It's Raining Food. So if you're there, we invite you to pick up. Or perhaps call us right then.
Did I call the red number, honey?
You did, but Frankie's not there, honey.
Honey, oh no. Redial it, honey.
The only thing I could guess...
You know, if we don't get through to him, we're just going to have to interview that TV anchor man, Morris Jones.
Well, honey, I know the... Oh, excuse me.
Oh, my. Oh, I just get so excited when there's a TV personality in the room.
I was about to tell you, Danielle.
Yes?
I had a biscuit with sausage gravy earlier today.
Did you?
I am not really, really double sure that it agreed with me.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Pray tell? Do tell.
We're going to try to call that wonderful man that gave back the money at those casinos that have the good buffets.
I got another number to try.
All right, honey.
What does the guy say when you talk to him?
Mr. Rob Stein.
He'd be waiting.
Producer, It's Raining Food Show.
Now his number's busy.
He's saving my career is what he's doing.
You know what he is? He's trouble is what he is.
I think so, with a capital T.
Can I tell you something, Daniel?
T starts truffles.
Oh.
Oh, I had a box of chocolate truffles before the show today, honey.
Can I tell you something honestly from the bottom of my heart?
Yes.
All this confusion over getting our guest on the show has given me an upset stomach.
Me too.
Oh, my intelligence.
It's a gas for me, I'll tell you.
Who is that? Who is that the TV boy?
Yes,
that
I'm here.
He gets me so excited. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, hello. Welcome to the It's Raining Food Show, Mr. Morris Jones.
Ladies, it's good to see you.
Great to be here.
I missed it.
My name is Donnie. You know, let's give him one more chance.
One more chance, and then we're going to go right to the interview. But we've got him here in the studio with us.
Yeah, let's just start the show.
Welcome, everybody, to It's Raining Man Food.
Excuse me, it's raining food.
Work in progress.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm April Allen.
How are you? Ready to go on the air with Danielle and April Allen?
Okay,
Danielle.
Great.
Danielle, Rob.
Danielle.
Get it right. Get these damn names right, Rob Stein.
D-O-N-N-I-E-L-L-E and April Allen. And the name of the show is It's Raining Food, and they've got some questions about gambling and buffets and your incredible honesty. So if you can hang on, you'll be on the air in a second. Thank you.
Very good.
Ready, ladies?
Okay, Rob Stein. What can I say? Welcome to another edition of It's Raining Food, the show that's all about food with two wonderful food experts. Hello, everybody. Hello, you darling. This is Danielle.
And I'm April Alice, and we're here to talk about your favorite food, our favorite food, everybody's favorite food.
Now, I understand that joining us on the telephone is a very honest, honest man.
I love honesty, honey.
We're proud to welcome on It's Raining Food, Frankie Cali. Hello, honey.
Hi, Frank.
How you doing?
Now, Frank, we understand
that you gave away $12,000 you found at a casino.
That's correct.
Do you have any idea how many buffets you could go to with that $12,000?
quite a few.
Yeah. The focus of this show is two rather large women.
Well, rather large. I like to say we're just plump.
Pleasingly plump.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to find stories from the news.
We're big women.
We like to find stories from the news, and we like to ask about food.
Food. Yes. Food has I think food has something to do with just about everything in life, don't you?
Yes.
Now, I understand when you were at the Isle of Capri Casino.
Oh, I bet they got some good buffets there.
In Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Steamship round and plenty of crawfish.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Oh.
Let me ask you. When you gave back the money, at any point, did they offer you a free meal?
No, they didn't.
I mean, you gave back over $10,000 and they did not say you'll get a free trip to our finest restaurant?
The casino did not, no, but...
That makes me ill.
Money.
That's not
money
fair. That is not fair at all. What's your favorite food in the casino?
Lobster.
Oh. We love lobster, too.
Lobster's great. How do you like it, honey? Steamed or broiled?
Steamed.
What?
Steamed.
Steamed. Me, too. With drawn butter?
Oh, of course.
Mmm.
Garlic.
Oh, yeah, a little garlic.
Let me ask you a question. When you're down there at the casino, the Isle of Capri in Louisiana...
Yes, sir.
When you're down there,
that's below sea level.
You get that popcorn shrimp. And I love that. Oh, I could eat me 7, 8, 9, sometimes 10 buckets of that.
You know, sometimes that's not shrimp. That's actually crawdaddies. That's what they are. Oh, my.
What's your favorite food?
We boil crawfish by the sack.
You what?
We enjoy the crawfish over the shrimp.
Oh, yes. Crawfish by the sack?
Sure.
Yeah, you take a sack of... Excuse me. You take a sack of the crawfish, and then you put it over rice, honey?
Over rice?
Rice?
Over rice.
You could call that étouffée.
You ever have dirty rice?
Of course.
Dirty rice. Oh, I tell you, I love it. I can eat a whole big tub of it, but it upsets my stomach a little bit.
Welcome to the show, everybody. On the CBS Network, you're listening to It's Rain and Food. We are your hostesses with the mostesses. Hi, everybody. This is Danielle.
And I'm April Alice, and we're talking about food with someone who really loves food and also is honest.
We met a man. Lord, we met a man who found $12,400 in a casino. And I want to tell you something. He gave back every cent.
Amen.
Makes me want to bend over and touch my toes.
Oh, do it, honey.
And
I've never seen you quite that flexible.
Say, this is a great man, and I want to have a piece of pie right now.
What kind of pie?
How about
chocolate pie?
I was thinking of shoe fly pie.
Oh, how about banana cream pie?
Boston cream pie.
Blueberry pie.
Cherry pie.
Lemon meringue pie.
Let me ask you a question, Frank. Frankie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's your favorite pie?
How about pecan
pie? Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Hallelujah. Can we all say it? Pecan pie.
We love pecan pie.
Oh, good and good for you, honey.
So you gave this money back. Did you get a reward when you gave back the $12,400?
Sure did.
Oh, really? How much was the reward?
The reward was $2,000.
Can you imagine how much pie you could buy with $2,000?
Let me ask you, what food item did you buy first with your $2,000?
Don't remember right off, but would you like to say ham hocks?
Ham hocks!
Oh, baby.
Yes, baby. Ham hocks.
I love it. I do. I do indeed. I do. I like ham hocks. Excuse me. I am not feeling well. I'm going to have to step away.
Well, I was with you at lunch, and I know why you have done that, my dear.
That was simply finest pulled pork barbecue sandwich.
I tell you, you should have been like me. You should have had that entire T-bone steak. It was the best thing I ever wrapped my tonsils around.
Now, let me ask you something.
Yes.
with this $2,000 that you got, do you have any idea how many McDonald's supersized meals you could buy with that?
No, but can you tell me how many?
I've done the math, honey. Go ahead. Tell them how many. You could buy well over 150 supersized, and I'm talking about when I go into supersize, I get the double quarter pounder with cheese.
That's the best one.
I get the double quarter pounder with cheese. Mm. I get the supersized fry.
That's good.
And I always ask for the milkshake.
$2,000, you can fill up a bathtub with those French fries.
You could. A French fry bath. Oh, beating heart. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm doing the math in my head. I think an average supersized meal runs me about $10.
$10, that's, boy, I tell you, that is some serious food, honey.
So 10 goes into 2,000. Why, you could buy 200 supersized meals.
Mmm, boy, that's two bathtubs full of fries.
Mmm, that's good eating. What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Burger King.
Burger King. Oh, yes, sirree. Flame broiled, baby. Oh, yeah.
We love the flame broiled. What's your favorite chicken, Shack?
Popeyes.
Popeyes!
Oh, we love Popeyes chicken.
Yes, sir. This is great. I'm having a good time talking to you. You're an honest man. You're an honest man. You like an honest plate of food, just like us.
I hear you.
Welcome, everybody. This is, of course, the show. It's Raining Food.
It's raining.
Hello, and happy Tuesday. My name is Danielle.
And I'm April Alice, and we're talking with a very honest man about his favorite kind of food. What's the best buffet you've ever been to?
Probably just a seafood buffet, Louisiana.
Oh, seafood buffet!
We love a good seafood buffet.
Fantastic.
Is Melissa here? Now, we have a friend who's a little shy. And to say she's little would be an understatement. Because, honey, I want to tell you something. She's bigger than either one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is our friend, Melissa.
She doesn't sound bigger, though. She's got a tiny little voice. You almost can't hear her.
Hi, Melissa.
How are you all?
Now, Melissa, I want you to say hello to our friend Frank. He recently won $2,000 because he found $12,000 in a casino.
Frank, I need some money. You got any love, Frank?
You have to tell me what you need the money for.
Frank, I'm trying to do a breast reduction.
She has got the tig old bitties.
Mm-hmm.
And she's that way because I want to tell you something. Now, I'm a big woman.
Yes, you are.
My size, though.
And my friend April's a big woman.
April Alice, honey.
April Alice. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell you something. Michelle? Girl, I'm
Melissa.
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 That's what they call me, anything.
Melissa, you're a pig.
I'm a pig. But I'm a proud pig. My clothes fit me better than yours.
Hey, Frank, you like being on the It's Raining Food program?
I have to say, it's a little different style program than I'm used to, but it's enjoyable.
All right, well, listen, we're running out of time. Let's get one final question from everybody for Frank. Frank, let me ask you my final question for the man who found $12,000 and gave it back. What is your favorite Hostess food product?
Twinkies.
Twinkies! Oh, I love me a Twinkie.
My turn.
Hey, Bryalis, what's your question for Frank?
Oh, Frankie.
Yes?
I got a question for you, honey.
Okay.
What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Butter pecan.
Oh,
butter pecan!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
We got time for one more question.
Yes, we do, honey. Now, you got the last question.
Frank, are you married?
Yes.
You like big women?
You gotta ask him a food question, honey. The name of the show is It's Raining Food.
Gotta be a food question, TV boy.
You like ice cream at 2 a.m.?
Of course.
Oh!
Well, technically, he was already asked an ice cream question.
Yes, he was.
You gotta ask, do I have to lead you down this primrose path? Maybe ask what his favorite pizza is?
Until I get my own show. But you know, I do like deep dish pizza.
Deep dish pizza.
How about you, Frank? What's your favorite pizza?
How about black olives and anchovies?
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
That makes me thirsty.
That is so good. Well, listen, on behalf of everybody, on It's Raining Food.
Boy, we had a great time talking to you, Frank. You're an honest man.
Okay, Danielle, April, and Michelle.
Frank, we want to thank you for joining us. You are a beautiful man and an honest man, and we would be privileged if we could send you a certificate for some free Popeye's fried chicken.
Okay, that'd be great.
I'm going to put you on with our producer.
Okay.
Skinny Rob Stein.
Rob Stein. And you just remember, like we always said, it's raining food. You go out and supersize it.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Hold on a second, please. Well, I thought he was a wonderful, wonderful, just and such an interesting man to talk to.
And such a gentleman. Such a gentleman. But I tell you, all that talk, you know, has got my stomach just in.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you imagine you find $12,000? It's enough to make me sick.
And thank you for coming on It's Raining Food, Melissa.
I'll be back.
Excuse me, what was that, honey?
I'll be back. You may not know it, but I'll be back.
Okay, now the best part.
All right, here we go.
Go to Rob.
Frank? It's Rob Stein. Hey, how'd it go? I think it went great. Yeah, it went real, real good. Yeah, they loved you. They'd like to know if we could put your name and number in our Rolodex. We'd like to have you back. Our topic next week is honesty. We're doing a whole week of honesty.
But it all gets back to food, though.
But it does. It gets back to food, honest, and food labeling, things like that.
Ask him how he liked talking to the three girls.
How did you enjoy talking to the three girls? Who was your favorite?
Alyssa.
Yeah, Danielle is hot.
Yeah, I'm honest, right. I'm goddamn hot.
There you go.
Now, where is he? Is he? Because I said...
Probably down in Louisiana.
Yeah, he's got a...
Oh, it's a great show, and we love to have you. Maybe we'll call you back. Thank you.
Thank you.
So long.
So long there.
He's from Hammond, Louisiana.
Well, and let's give props to Morris for participating.
Yes.
Way to go, Morris.
Thank you very much.
Probably Rob Stein.
Yes.
Any idea that he was being goofed on, or was he serious?
He really enjoyed the show. I think he sort of saw it as a comedy show, but I don't think he thought it was a goof.
Works better with the guests that really are more serious-minded,
I
you know?
I think so.
But that'll happen, honey.
Well, it's a learning curve.
Absolutely.
And I agree. I want to thank Melissa. Oh, I'm so, so proud of you today, Melissa.
Thank you all.
Way to go, baby.
I'm having a wonderful time.
Well, so are we, honey.
Oh, I'm some air freshener in here.
I'm going to tell you something. Mike Landis would never stoop this low.
No.
He would never come down here in the gutter with us to do one of these bits.
Yeah, nothing like a little bathroom humor, honey.
Well, you're okay.
He's employed, and I'm not.
Hi, Melissa, you're all right. Hold on just a moment.
Hold on, let's break out of this for a second.
Very good.
To take a serious Morris Jones Day question.
Excellent.
Hello, welcome to Morris Jones Day.
Morris. Master Morris Jones?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Morris, there was a rumor on the internet that you, Renee, and Arch Campbell had a threesome. Is that true?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, his microphone's not on. Hold on.
Hold on. Morris
had now it's on.
Morris had a three-way with who?
Arch Campbell and Renee from Channel 9.
Renee? Who's Renee?
You mean Renee Poussin from Channel 7?
Channel 7, yeah.
Wow. You know, if you're going to bust balls, you got to figure out exactly where the anchors are. No, that's not thick enough.
I try to come up with a better rumor than that, though. Mm-hmm. Please.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Michael. He's 8 years old. He wants to speak to Don and Mike.
Oh, good.
Well, sure.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Put him on.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Do you know Morris Jones?
Ben?
Do you know Morris Jones?
No.
Well, you know him now. Do you watch TV?
No.
Where do you live?
New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. Uh-huh. Oh, then you probably don't get Morris Jones up there. Will you repeat after me? Is your name Michael?
Uh-huh.
Michael, repeat after me. Morris Jones. Can you say that? Can you say Morris Jones?
Morris Jones.
Is my daddy.
Is your daddy.
No, is your daddy.
My daddy.
There you go. Very good.
Of course.
There you go. That was lovely.
Thank you.
So bye-bye. Cute. Michael from New Jersey. Thank you.
That was very sweet.
He's a good boy.
He'll grow up saying that now.
Morris Jones is my daddy. Well, now, this has been a great segment.
Excellent.
Of course it's been. Yeah.
Very nice.
This has been a wonderful segment. You look great to play along with us.
That was
What is that?
The closing theme?
Yeah.
Hey, that could be the closing theme. It's been a gas.
What the hell is this?
Crapper's Delight.
Oh, wonderful.
No,
I can do without that. Okay. All right. Well, Morris, thank you. We got a break. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, if you believe in me, then I'm not going to give up. I'll prove I'm right. This Friday, we're going back to the woods, and we're going to find that alien.
What if we don't?
We'll fake it and sell it to the Fox Network.
They'll buy anything.
Now, son, they do a lot of quality programming, too.
Kill me.
That was for you, Morris.
Right, right. The Don and Mike Show.
So what was going on there in the newsroom, Buzz? What were you having a news conference there, you and Morris?
He was just asking how I put together the news and what that's like, and you know, just chatting about
news
things.
Hey, Morris, I think what you're doing is you're turning your microphone off there.
Yep, you know what? You're doing it.
Yeah.
Don't touch any buttons. Just leave all the buttons alone. I'll turn your microphone on and off.
But it's... Oh, I can hear myself now. Thank you.
All right.
There you go.
So this is the first time I've touched it. I touched...
Don't touch anything.
Didn't we have an agreement I could touch the button?
So what did you... I saw you hit that button.
Well,
I was wondering.
Was it putting it on? I mean, it's been in the off position for the past hour, I think.
See, as Don is about to demonstrate, he controls...
You see, no one... what was that, Morris? Yeah,
kind of like the Twilight Zone.
See, even this microphone over here...
And eventually, I'm the only one with a microphone on. I really want to be a prick. I even turned my own microphone off. We had dead air.
You know, let me tell you why Don does that with the mic. It's all about control, okay?
It is.
He wants to control.
Anyway, Morris, how you doing?
I'm having a great time.
What were you talking about?
We were discussing the news of the day and how he goes about preparing. And he's reading newspapers, the New York Post,
right?
Yeah,
right.
All of that stuff. He does a lot.
Do you consider Buzz to be a real newsman?
Most definitely.
We consider him to be, well, he does the news, uh-huh. But he's a big part of our show.
Well, you know, news people take themselves so seriously, there's no reason to. I mean, I'm in television, or I'm right. I'm a newspaper. No, it's.
Well, goodness knows, Buzz doesn't. The other day when he was eating the, what was the veggie stuff he was eating?
There was the new Viagram.
It's something for girls to rub on their...
Viacream, not Viagram.
Viagram.
I guess Viagram in France.
In France.
You guys will have to check that out when you go over to France.
Is that like a jelly or something?
Yeah, it's a gel.
How'd you know?
It's the equivalent of Viagra for a woman. And what she does is she... puts out a little bit on her finger, and then she rubs vigorously. And we were wondering what the product was like, and Buzz was brave enough to come over and put some on his finger and actually eat it.
I tasted it.
Ooh.
It was fine.
Yeah, okay.
Mm. See, so Buzz is more than the news guy on the show. Buzz is, Buzz is the adventurous one out of all of us on the show. Buzz will try just about anything for the good of the show.
Every show needs that, Buzz.
I think everybody on this show loves sex, but Buzz loves sex more than anybody else.
I live it.
He lives it. He does. How about you, Morris? Do you love sex?
I certainly do. Do you have any today?
Well, you might be surprised.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Morris Jones Day. Happy Morris Jones Day to you.
Hey, happy Morris Jones Day.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Morris, I worked with your ex-girlfriend.
Really?
Little 24-year-old hottie.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very
much. You were with a hot 24-year-old?
Well, she was a little old for me. I love her, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But she's your ex-girlfriend.
Well, we still see each other.
24.
Really?
She could be your granddaughter. 24.
Nothing wrong with granddaughters either.
That's true. She's got Mojo's picture up on her desk.
She's a sweet gal. She's a very sweet gal.
Oh, my God.
You dirty old man. Way to go. Mojo, way to go.
Good job. Hello. Love her, and thanks for the call.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yes, happy Morris Jones Day.
Happy Morris Jones Day.
Where's my theme music?
Oh, yeah.
You were running the board. You were cutting everybody off on their mics. You used to do something with the board where you looped it over and over and over again until it was like an insane sound.
You mean where we would play the tape?
Oh, I can do that.
I think he's talking about on the phone when we'd call a station that had us on hold, and we'd hear ourselves over and
well,
over
that,
and over
we
again.
Have, we have an on hold here at our station.
Right.
Do we?
Or I could just do,
Doing it like this.
Happy Morris Jones Day. A 24-year-old
woman.
Loved it.
JC Hayward.
Has a wig.
Mike Landis.
Is a woman. Now, the other one that he was talking about is the one where you you called on hold, and then you hear it repeated again and again and again.
All right, hold on. Let me call the friend.
I think that's what he was referring to specifically. This is fun and amazing.
Hold on a second.
It's amazing technology. Mm-hmm. It's also a chance for us to realize that we're actually on the radio.
You guys get paid for this?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
I'm incredible.
Yes.
Paid to play.
Yes.
We do.
Hey, Colette?
Yes.
Hi, it's Don.
Hey, Robbie.
Hi, Don and Mike. Would you please put us on hold?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Don.
Hey, Robbie, it's Don and Mike. Would you please put us on hold?
Sure.
Thank you.
Now we're hearing our, you know, our show with the delay.
Hey, Robbie. So now it just repeats and repeats.
Hi, everybody.
It'll begin to layer and overlap.
Right.
It's Don and Mike.
It's like an acid trip without the acid, isn't it?
Yes.
It'll get more crazy.
I'm adding extra junk on it now.
This is even better.
Hi, Morris.
Yes. What have I won now?
A Panasonic TV. Okay.
This is what I hear in my head driving home from work every day.
There ought to be a law.
There you go. Where's the guy that asked for that?
That was me.
Is that what you wanted?
Okay, you got what he wanted.
He's happy.
All right, see you later. Happy Morris Jones Day to you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Happy Morris Jones Day.
Yes, speak to us, sir.
Ma'am.
You know, hold on, I may have effed up the phones. Hold on a second. There.
Had to, swerving off the beltway, listening.
Sure.
I had to reset that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Now, what's going on now? Did we, with all our playing in here, have we ruined something?
I don't know. I don't know.
Coming to take me away.
You know what? My mic's not on the echo. I'll have to fire up my own.
No, Buzz, it is.
It is?
You're on the echo.
Okay. Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away. They're coming to take me away. Off to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. They're coming to take me away.
Hey, hold on. Here's something that might be really annoying without normal. Hold on a second. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, God. Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, Dennis.
Oh, my God.
Dennis, why don't you just speak for a second here? Go ahead. Dennis, just speak.
Hello?
What'd you call, Dennis?
Dennis, go ahead. Just talk for a second. Why don't you say hello? This is Dennis Murphy.
And I love Morris Jones.
Hi. Dennis Murphy. I love Morris Jones.
Could I have this stuff for my resume?
Great. Open the tape with that.
How annoying do you think this is, Morris? We consider this to be maybe our finest hour that we've done in a long time.
This is truly quality radio.
Well, since you lost all the calls, you have two more hours of this.
No, we haven't lost any calls. They're here.
Hey, Rob, slow mine down, please.
No,
the other way.
Slow.
Rob is in his own world over there.
Rob is the one operating the controls right now to decide how fast or how slow we talk.
Yeah,
he can slow us down to a snail's pace, make it sound really, really,
very slow.
Hi, everybody.
Think of that person that's had a really weird day today.
A bad day at work
where they're just about to snap.
I think they have.
Out the aggressive driver and everybody does. I think that deserves a round.
Yeah.
That'll do, people.
That's great.
I've never seen so much talent.
I hope everybody was really turning it up.
You should see Morris. He's just sitting here the whole time looking at us like we are retarded.
I mean, I spent all that time working at a TV station. These guys, I mean, talk about not working for a living.
Come on. Morris, you mean that this isn't funny?
No, this is. Is there a place for me?
Is there what?
A place for me here.
Yeah, I'm sure Wendell's got a cot back there that you could use.
It's Morris Jones.
As we salute TV.
Got my jingle? Okay. One more.
This is it.
You know what? Hold on.
That doesn't
work. I can't do much of that. Too much echo on that.
That's impossible.
Hold on. Too much echo on that one.
Got another one?
Yeah. Hold on. Wait a minute. Can we get a little less echo
to make it more authentic?
How's that? Hello?
Get a little less.
A little less?
There we go.
A little more? A little less?
That's good. Perfect.
Okay. Here we go. Hello?
How you doing?
Good afternoon. CBS FM. And here is Terry Jack.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
That's right.
Ever since we were 9 or 10.
Hey, you know what? There might be one more thing I'd like to hear in reverb.
Where's the fart CD?
I thought of that earlier.
There you go. Let's see what happens.
And the food ladies?
Yeah. You should have done that one, Robbie.
Hold on a second. Let me cue. What is this here? Hold on.
All right. We're waiting to do the fart sound effect.
Well, that's way too much reverb. All right, let me try the farts with reverb.
This is CD number one.
Gotcha. It sounds like an engine.
It's a tile.
What's that, Mark?
A tile bathroom.
A tile bathroom. Here we go. Yes.
Here's another one.
Rest stop on 995.
Wow.
Hey, welcome to our world.
Okay, all right.
So people will ask me, Morris, what did you do on the Don and Mike show?
We have to break.
We have to break because what's his name from?
Do people pay to be? You got commercials?
What's his thing? Larry Romano's coming on.
Ah.
Larry, what? Larry,
you got it.
Larry Romano.
It's coming on.
Well, it's way more retarded than that.
I just wanted to have John Audubon.
John with reverb.
Just when you thought it was safe to come out of your room.
That doesn't work in reverb.
No, it does.
Booyah works, though.
Say.
You know what else works?
What?
Scrotos in the news.
This is Larry Mike.
Notre Dame Radio.
Okay, all right.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Lenny.
I'm always wanting to supply.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz, which took first place with Van Zay.
Wow.
That was,
God damn it! That was an ending.
God damn it!
That was
fun.
A good one to end on.
That's fun.
Okay, we will be right back, everybody.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we could pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay? Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
They has given God a job,
word.
Boy.
Thanks, Larry.
Come lick their thingy, Don and Mike.
You like Larry King?
What's your question? Who's good? Yeah, I like Larry King. I mean, I like the way you guys do Larry King. No, that was the real guy. That was the real Larry.
Oh, I know
was,
that was.
Yes, but I mean, he's always that way. What's your question?
Clay. Hi, is Larry King.
Hi, is Larry King.
Hi, is Marty Zeiger.
And here's my little baby, Chance.
Oh, this is a nice boy. This is a happy boy.
This is the
Are
chance.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chance. We have a chance national anthem.
Chancy.
Okay? Come on, darling. Don't be
Okay. I wrote this song myself.
This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is a chancy man. The little chancy man.
You want to talk about writing a primer on how to effing terrorize an infant? That would be it.
Well, listen, everybody, welcome to the show. It is, in fact, Morris Jones Day. Morris Jones from the 10 o'clock news is joining us. You're just getting in your car. You've missed the best stuff, frankly, I think. Morris taking calls about his co-workers at Channel 5.
Handled it with a great deal of dignity and
lovely,
class.
Lovely, lovely people. Receiving calls from people at competing stations. Hillary Howard, dimwit who didn't know she was on the air, calling us from Channel 9.
Oh, she's sharp. She knew she was on. That's what we are all trained to say.
Sure. And, of course, we did our first call today where we were the three big ladies.
Yes, Morris participated in that. I would say the best, the word to describe Morris today, unflappable.
Yes.
Unfazed by anything that has come his way.
And even when we just did our last equilibrium segment with the reverb and stuff.
He sat here calmly and seemed to be really enjoying himself.
Well, I may need help getting out of the building, but that's about it.
So listen, we're going to have one more segment devoted to Morris from Morris Jones Day, but we're going to take a break now. On this holiday, to talk to our friend Larry Romano. Now, remember the last time we talked to Larry? Larry had been a recurring role on a show with a star who's now dead to us,
mm-hmm.
the CBS show King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry had a recurring role on the show. And when we were out there one time, we struck up a friendship with him.
Right.
And as it turns out, the next thing we know, we hear that the dude's in the hospital.
Yeah, and some horrible health problem, like a heart attack or something.
But not only is he feeling better, but he has a new show premiering tonight on NBC.
Very good.
So let's welcome now the healthy Larry Romano.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah. What's happening, guys?
Hey, Larry.
There he is. There's that voice I remember.
How's it going?
What is your show tonight on NBC?
The show tonight is called Kristen.
Kristen.
If you guys read the reviews, man, we've been getting crushed.
Really? You getting hammered in the reviews?
We're getting hammered, man.
A little bit.
They're killing us.
Well, now, let me see. I don't, you know.
What? He says I'm the stereotypical. Hold on a second. Let me get this right.
All right.
Ignorant but street smart Italian guy, Aldo Bonadonna, Larry Romano, who I find incredibly racist. Imagine
if
they call me a racist.
Wow.
Now, you know, I can't find this in any of our papers. Who's writing this?
Oh, these are the New York papers. They're killing us,
hey,
guys.
Buzz, what, Aldo Bonadonna.
Hey, Buzz, you
yeah,
got
Aldo
these...
Bonadonna. You know, they call me stereotypical. I'm an Italian-American guy who's in the building business, and I'm educated and successful, and I'm not in the mob. This might be a TV first, guys, right?
All right, here's USA Today. Kristen Short on laughs. The stores, star's adorable. The show is deplorable. Mm. And let me see. And
read what it says about me.
Okay. And these damn does Italian yeah. dummy called Aldo Bonadonna, Larry Romano.
Well, I don't think it's that bad a thing, Larry, to get a star and a half in USA Today.
What you don't get is a single amusing moment. Well, F all of those people. Let me check out your time slot tonight. I, frankly, I'll predict, I've not even seen the show, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to win your time slot.
You think so?
Yeah, well, here's your competition.
Yeah, who are we going to beat, the Mets?
Okay, on Fox you have Titus, which is a rerun. On CBS, you have JAG, which only old people watch. And on ABC, you have Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which only old people watch. You're gonna win your time slot tonight. And you're surrounded by two episodes
of Frasier.
Frasier.
Like yeah. Frasier, right?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Hey, I'm not worried at all. I'm laughing.
What happened? Yeah, you were just a recurring character on King of Queens, right?
Well, I was a regular guy on the King of Queens, Richie Iannucci, you know. And then as the show went on during the second season, remember you guys called me in the hospital. You guys are thinking of me, and some of the people listening to the show, they actually called the hospital. Huh. This one guy says, "Yeah, I was listening to the show, man. I heard about your problem. I had the same thing. What it was a virus. It went into my heart,
ooh.
And my heart swelled up, and it mimicked a heart attack."
Jesus.
It was a freaky thing, you know what I'm saying? It could happen. It's a virus that you catch. I had like a flu and a runny nose and a fever, and I got a massage. It might have pushed that virus into my heart. It was serious stuff. I almost croaked, bro.
So when you got better, did you...
So when I got better, I was back on the King of Queens, and what happened was the casting director from Kristen, she was the casting director from Mad About You, and she had this part, Aldo Bonadonna. So she, you know, inquired about what was going on, and it was a great role, and I went to CBS, and I says, "Listen, I want to do this role. Could I, you know, go over there and then come back and do the King of Queens?" You know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
And they says, "Yeah, go ahead."
All right, so you got the best possible deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, you know, since we last talked to you, we've cleared New York. We're here. We are heard every day on WNEW-FM, and I just want to tell you that I know you're a Yankees fan, correct?
Well, I'm a baseball fan first. You know, I have a great love for Yankee Stadium, you know, and the tradition.
Here we go.
Like the Yankees, you know.
Here we go.
Mike is a Red Sox fan.
Congratulations on the win last night, Larry.
Yeah, you know, at the Red Sox, Chris Stein's played ball with my nephew down in Florida.
And he,
you know, I'm rooting for you guys, too, man. I wish you guys would have beat the Mets. I think I probably already told you about
that. Yeah, I think we might have had that discussion that you said you actually rooted for the Red Sox in the 86
series. I had to, you know, because Mets fans could be real annoying.
That's right.
So here's the bet that Mike brings up on his own this year. He says, if the Boston Red Sox do not go to the World Series. Now, they don't have to win the World Series.
Yeah, my bet is that I say they're going to go to the World Series.
And they're going
to
win the American League pennant.
Right.
If the Red Sox do not win the American League pennant, Mike will shave his head. Cue ball, shave his head. Now,
you know, and I got to tell you really quickly that I got an email from a friend of mine, Randall, guy that actually plays guitar in the band that we talk so fondly of all the time. And he's a diehard Yankee fan. And he sends me an email, and the email goes like this. He says, "The Pedro Martinez strikes out 10 again. Manny Ramirez homers in the ninth inning again. Yankees win again." And then Yankees all on the bottom of the email.
Larry, you're somewhat unbiased. You're from New York, but you're unbiased. Do you think Mike has a chance of winning this bet? Now, keep in mind, if the Red Sox do somehow go to the World Series, I have to shave my head.
Oh, wow. You know what? The Red Sox, I think, might have a chance of going to the World Series, but probably they have, I think, you know, I don't think you're going to be shaving your head. I think he's going to be shaving his head.
Yeah, that's an honest impression. I think
the Mariners look pretty tough.
That's what we don't talk about. We talk about the Red Sox and the Yankees. We don't talk about the Seattle Mariners.
You also have the Indians and the Twins have a dynamite team, and you got Pedro pitching, and you don't have really much else after that.
That's it. I agree.
Let me ask you
something. I don't want to bust your bubble.
That's all right, Larry. You're being honest. You're an honest man. I appreciate it.
You know, I got to tell you, the Mariners are playing dynamite baseball. In a lot of ways, it would be a lot of fun to see them win the World Series, because without A-Rod and his big, you know, $25 million contract, they'd be doing something. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
And it's like Texas is like 25 games out of first place.
Yeah,
like
you know, like, goodbye Griffey, goodbye Johnson, goodbye A-Rod, and guess what? We just won a World Series.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
So as a baseball fan, I'm kind of interested in seeing the Twins, too, in there.
Yeah, and that's amazing. That's an amazing story, too.
So what is your commitment for this this series? How many episodes are you guys going to be on the air for that you know of?
13 episodes.
13 episodes. Will this be your regular time slot, Tuesday night at 8:30?
I would, you know how TV is, man. It can go either way. You know, some people like the show, some people don't like the show. There's no doubt that Kristen is a talent to be reckoned with. She sings a world-class opera in 3 languages. She's really a sweet person. It was really fun working on the show, you know.
Were you on the street corner there, Larry?
I'm actually, I got the window open. I'm on the 5th floor of his apartment here in the Bronx. I'm staying with my friend Casper.
Hey, what's
he's the real
you
deal?
You guys want good pizza? You got to come to this neighborhood. You got 3 selections right down the stairs.
Really? So you're hanging out in the Bronx today?
Yeah, I'm over here. That's where I'm staying. I'm in New York. We got a premiere party for Kristen over at, down in Manhattan. That's going to be happening about 8 o'clock.
Hey, Larry.
8:30 is the show on NBC.
Let me ask you a question. Now, with reviews like this, and you read these reviews, and, I mean, they don't pull any punches, does that make a premiere party? I mean, is everybody going to be a little bummed about that? Is everybody going to be
a little
bitter?
Drunker?
Yeah, will they be a little drunker?
A little drunker? If so be it, then so be it. We'll all get a little drunk, or we'll take a ride on a Staten Island ferry at midnight, and, you know, hallelujah. Whatever happens, happens. You know, I mean, you just can't go by the critics, you know? I mean, whatever it is, I mean, they don't like it. Actually, to them not like it, it means something good, you know?
All right, here you go.
Some people are going to love it. Some people are going to hate it. It's like everything else, apples and oranges. You like the Red Sox. You know, somebody else likes the Mets. What are you going to do?
I got the post review here. Tommy's right-hand man is the ignorant but street-smart Italian guy, Aldo, Larry Romano, who I find incredibly racist. He's the forget-about-it-school of Italian TV characters. The New York Daily News says Larry Romano plays a streetwise Italian assistant named Aldo. If anti-defamation groups were truly more interested in stereotypes than headlines, they would complain about this instead of The Sopranos.
Wow.
Ouch.
Well, you see what I don't understand is that you talk about a stereotype. Like, they always complain that the Italians are stereotyped as civil service workers or dummies or guys that are in the mafia. And this character is not the mafia. He's an educated guy. He runs a business in Manhattan. So I don't understand that. And like they say that Ana Ortiz is stereotypical too, but she's like a real deal Puerto Rican girl from Manhattan. We have really authentic people on
this
show.
But this is a comedy, Larry.
And you know what?
Larry, this is a comedy.
The guy that plays the black guy, he's really a black guy.
Wow.
He is.
All right, so you got
believe me, you can watch it. You can see. Don't make it up.
You got an Italian. You got a black. You got a Puerto Rican. Do you have any whites on this show at all? Do I have a reason to watch?
Kristen's from Oklahoma.
Okay, so Kristen's white.
Oklahoma. You don't get any whiter than that.
We don't have no Chinese people, and I'm a little worried that if we get like a Chinese character on the show and he cooks up a mean lo mein, I might say he's stereotypical too, you know what I mean?
Well,
what happens if we're guys in the laundry business? What are they going to say then?
Well, Larry, that is the right attitude. F the critics. We're asking everybody to watch the show tonight and give it some big ratings.
Didn't Seinfeld get crappy reviews when it first came out?
Yes, they did. You know what? And I want to tell you something. I never watched Seinfeld. I really care for it. And it's a hit show. You know what I'm saying? It's apples and oranges. I can't go on a radio show and tell you guys, hey, this is a great show. It's phenomenal. The show is good. This episode, I think, is men's amends. I think we get better as we go along. There's one episode where she sings opera, and she's a world-class opera singer. She sings opera. It was phenomenal.
All right,
I think that episode blows away this episode.
Well, why aren't they running that episode now?
What?
Why aren't they running that?
Oh, they got to hear the pilot first, you know.
Oh, the pilot. Okay, I got you. Well, everybody, please watch this tonight at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central on NBC. It's Larry Romano's new show called Kristen. Please watch it. Give it big ratings.
Don't be a stranger, all right, Larry?
Hey, you know me. I'm always here.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
You guys got the number. And you know what? I'm going to keep posting on this Red Sox thing, man. I'm going to be laughing as I look at the standings.
Please do. Larry, we'll watch your show tonight.
Check it out. You might like it, you might not. Whatever. Right. Just, you know.
Apples and oranges.
You know, let me know either way. You know?
All right, we will.
Email.
Yeah, hey, listen, you know what? Call next week and we'll give you an honest review.
Yeah, all right. Okay. You know, send me an email, LarryRomano.com, whatever. You know, let
Very
me know
good.
And I'll keep you posted.
All right, beautiful. Talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
You know, if nothing else, we can get a Robert Wolf thing going. For
sure. Sure. They should keep the newspapers away from him. That's not going to be a fun premiere party tonight.
No, they're all going to be getting bombed.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough. It is tough.
So, Morris, what do you think? See, that's how you handle it. That's how you handle a celebrity interview.
The sirens were the best part.
Yeah,
you know, he told it like it was. He doesn't need a script. I would watch him just to have him talk.
Right. He's a real deal. I mean, when we talked to him backstage at the King of Queens, he was really, you know, doing, hey, you know, don't forget about it. That's
I wrote a song about the Yankees.
You listen to this. Check this out, okay? You know, and you're listening to him, and as you're having a normal conversation with him, you are fighting the urge to laugh because that is really the way he speaks all the time.
Because, you know, you see actors who portray that part, and off-air, they have an English accent, and this is... But no, the guy's the real deal. I
Absolutely.
Like that.
But listen, why is the spotlight on Larry Romano when it's...
We've got a star here.
Morris Jones Day on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
And Morris, I understand, at least publicly you're saying, you've never called a 1-900 sex line before?
No, because of the money. Now, if I'm not paying for it, sure, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. We are going to call our favorite sex line, the Hot Feet Line.
The one that really never lets us down.
And, frankly, we can just be ourselves and introduce the phone sex girls to TV's Morris Jones.
And we'll just see how it goes from there.
That's great.
You up for some hot phone sex?
Yeah, my driver and the rest of the guys in the motorcade may want to come in.
All right, so
there's room in the studio.
More of Morris Jones Day. Oh, yeah. Hold on. This might be a call for you, Morris. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, man, this has been like the funniest hour of radio I've ever heard, man. But I'm really stoned, though. And that reverb thing was messing with me real hardcore because that's right when I turned it on.
That's really? What we wanted. That's the idea.
Rush to escape the city is on, and motorists race to beat the tangle of traffic found around the Bay Bridge at the start of every Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, it's okay until you hit this stinking bridge.
You're ahead.
8 lanes and you still got to wait.
Toll booths look like starting lines as city residents make their way towards Sun and Surf.
Going to do it!
Some motorists say heading out a little early paid off.
Usually in Annapolis, you can't get through there after about 4 o'clock. So we thought if we hit a little earlier, we'd make it without getting too much traffic. It looks okay.
And local radio personalities Don and Mike sent an emissary to provide motorists with a little entertainment.
Look at me! I'm Robbie! Happy Memorial Day, man!
4, 3, 2, 1...
Somewhere between the taste of the scab and the smell of the Band-Aid lies the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it's been a grand day today. Morris Jones Day on the show.
Simply grand.
This is not a promotional announcement. It is a warning. Tomorrow's Sexpert best-selling author Laura Korn's coming in.
And it's only going to be Wednesday.
Yes, that's right.
That's pretty amazing.
still to come in studio. You know, I don't know if it's the change in producers or what.
Right.
But Mankind is coming in studio to spend the day with us. Mick Foley.
Excellent.
Also, Donny Osmond.
Wonderful.
And I think the last day before vacation is when Journey, with their new lead singer, will be coming in to sing.
Hope they bring in some guitars.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to bring their git boxes.
Ah, fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mr. Jones still there?
I'm right here. Yes. Yes. Happy Morris Jones Day.
Well, I have the same to you from Portland, Maine.
Oh, thank you.
Still love you.
Thank you.
Still playing your show. That's all we got.
What?
Anyway,
Hold on.
I'm on VHS cassette up there. I would do news and mail out the newscast to people.
Sure.
Anything to stay active.
All right. Well, what are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
Well, you're rambling all over the place. You're not making any sense. What are you doing? What show? Are you talking about our show?
Your show.
All right. And do you have a question for Morris?
I do.
What is it?
I think that he's... Cheryl the Big Dyke has Anne Heche eyes for him.
I've been listening for a long time because she called a couple of hours ago.
Yes.
And I heard that, so.
Cheryl, I think, has ridden the baloney pony before, right?
I think Cheryl has experimented with a variety of sexual techniques and lifestyles.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and
Rob Stoner.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I was wondering if Morris Jones knew Marty Bess.
Good question.
He's a Baltimore legend.
Don't get us going on that today.
All right. Please.
After we did an hour on Reverb today, we can't do another hour on Marty Bass.
Not
today.
To mention Danielle and April Alice. I mean, come on now, please.
Thank you. All right, goodbye.
Do you know Marty Bass, though, seriously?
No, I mean, I know who he is.
Okay.
I've seen him before. And
are you a fan of his work? No, he's Mr. Baltimore. How about his nephew, Lance Bass, from NSYNC?
I heard a rumor that he likes to go down to the Inner Harbor and eat crabs right down by the water.
Boy, boy, boy. Boy, 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 boy. Hello, Don, my show.
Hi, honey. Is Morris around?
I'm here.
Morris, how are you, honey?
I'm fine. I'm all yours.
I just need to call and tell you how scrumptious you sound.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed, too.
Right.
That's exactly what that was about.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hello. Was that Barbara Mikulski?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Morris, buddy.
Yes, hi.
Hey, they treat you like royalty down at that deli, don't they?
It's a great deli.
The guy is,
he's like my agent, like a good agent should be.
And when you show up, we all notice, I work in a local store, I won't say which one, but we all say, Morris is here, here he comes.
It is so funny. This is a place called New York Deli on Route 7, and I walked in once with the TV crew, and we were, out doing a story, and the owner says, Morris Jones is here, free chips for everyone. And I was so embarrassed.
There's something to say for superstardom, isn't there?
He's a great guy, yeah. So
free chips.
I live on there. Yeah. If I need a little ego boost, I go in there, and they're very sweet people.
You just happen to walk in with a TV crew with you.
Yeah.
And we all hate the Ken doll.
Well, you mean Landis. Mike Landis?
I'm going to have my own show, and Don and Mike are going to be on it, so just stick around for that.
Mojo TV.
We're going to go on at 10 o'clock on one of the other stations.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don Mike.
Yes, hello. Happy Morris Jones Day.
Yes, Morris Jones. Quick question.
Yeah, hey.
Lester Burnham. Sound just like Lester Burnham.
You mean the guy from American Beauty?
Yeah, if you listen to him, close your eyes and listen. Sounds like Lester Burnham.
No, I think Kevin Spacey has a very distinctive way of speaking.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Morris, when are you going to make a West Coast swing on your Don and Mike tour? Looking forward to see you here in Bakersfield.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Listen,
sure.
All around the country, people are calling.
Mm-hmm. People will be opening up their homes to you, Morris.
What I want
to
do right now is, off the top of your head, do you know the business line for Channel 5?
No. They'd be gone by now anyway.
Well, no, they'll have someone in the newsroom. I'd like to call. I'm sure they won't take the call on the air.
No, there's a team of lawyers keeping them from the phones and radio.
No, but what I want to do is call Channel 5 right now and find out how they're enjoying the show today.
Huh, very good.
I'm sure they're listening. You got it, Robbie?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's fair.
Oh, my goodness. Just the call. Not doing anything. You haven't said anything.
Get the lawyers.
You are adhering to it. This is our show. We're making this decision.
It'll be fine.
Hold on. Let me see what that is.
Know your party's extension. Press 1. If you're having reception or audio problems, press 5. Please listen carefully to the following 9 menu choices.
What's so funny?
Morris was just doing a little Panama with the guy here on the phone.
Relations.
You know the voice?
No.
The sales department.
Who is it?
3.
Who is it?
I think that's Mike Landis.
Press 4.
Oh, no.
For the engineering department, press 5.
That is him.
Oh, okay. Let me call it back. Hold on. I got to call it back. You're right. You're right. It's Mike Landis doing that. Oh, my God. When you were the anchor, would they ever make you do a peon job like that?
I auditioned for it, and they never gave it to me.
Yeah, right.
When But I will do that now if anybody wants me to do their phone machines. I'm available.
Don't say that on this show.
No.
Right.
You'll get phone calls.
It's Mike Landis.
Thank you for calling Fox 5. Mm-hmm. To dial by name or if you know your party's extension, press 1.
Oh, my God.
If you're having reception or audio problems, press 5.
Good pull, Morris.
Please listen carefully to the following 9 menu choices.
Newsroom.
For viewer comments, program information, community affairs, and public relations, press 2. For the sales department, press 3.
3009, that's you. Will I get your extension?
For the engineering department, press 5.
All right. I'm trying Morris's old extension. Channel 5.
This will be news to me, too, but I...
He's going to pick it up.
See if I'm there.
Way to go.
What was Morris saying?
Way to go.
Any moment now.
I wish you could voicemail, right?
You've reached the desk
You've
of
Mike... local sales office of WTTG Fox.
Local sales office.
Local sales office. Okay, Rob, I need that number one more time to call the newsroom.
Well, we can listen to that recording again.
Mike Landis. Sure, I'm a butt boy. I'd be glad to do that for you.
Thank you for calling Fox 5. To dial by name or if you know your partner...
What? Wait, you got to talk in the microphone, Morris. I can't hear you.
Try 3009 one more time. Maybe.
I think you're going to have to deal with the fact that they gave your extension to the local sales office.
My God. Yeah. All right, never mind. Sorry.
I just wanted to hear my voice. You might as well hang up and call back.
Oh, let me first let him hear that it's the local sales office.
I believe you. Mine was on instant answer. That's why I haven't had any messages for a long time, I guess.
You don't work there anymore.
Well, but it's nice to have a phone.
You've reached the local sales office.
Yeah. Local sales office.
All right.
They reassigned your mailbox as well.
Salespeople always wanted your number, Morris.
Okay, one more time, Rob.
Wow. That is cold.
That is cold.
This time I'm just going to do the newsroom.
Woo-hoo, man, that's cold.
Or if you know your party's extension, press 1. If you're having reception or audio problems, press 5.
One and then 3009.
Please listen carefully.
That's what you have to do. You have to push 1 and then 3009.
The number or the name of the person you wish to reach.
Ah. The quest continues.
If you have finished entering the phone number, press number sign.
Yeah. What's number?
Pound.
Hi, this is Morris Jones. I'm either on the other line or out of the office.
He
please leave a message at the tone and I'll get
press
back
the
to you.
One first.
Hey, Morris, I love you.
Hi, Morris.
Hi.
Hey, we're calling your machine. How great is that?
That's great.
How great is that? He still lives at Channel 5. Happy Morris Jones Day from Don and Mike and all of our listeners.
Boy, I will survive. Gloria Gaynor. That's what I want to hear.
Recording stopped.
All right.
Now, can we hear that?
To record some more, press 5.
No.
To review your message,
yes.
Press 2.
Robbie, press 2 manually, will you please?
Yeah. For more information, press star.
What are they putting on?
Start of message.
You know what?
Just the music got through?
Yeah, the microphones are not in program. Microphones are audition.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, so I won't be able to retrieve your message then.
But you'll have your theme song.
Hold on. Add to the message, press 5.
Ah, here we go.
To deposit it, press 7-9 or...
There you go, Morris. You're on.
Hi, Morris. Miss you. Love you.
Morris Jones, still alive and well.
That's right.
And furthermore, Mike Landis, he wouldn't do the stupid, you've called Channel 5, but our offices are closed thing.
That's right.
Please.
Very good.
Buzz, talk to me now that I say something.
Morris, it was great having you
Thank
on the
you.
Show.
Thank you.
Want to see you on the air more.
Hey, everybody at Channel 5. This is Morris Jones Day on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Mojo.
Yeah. Yeah.
A round of applause for Morris
Jones.
Hooray for Mojo. Mojo. Yes, sir. Lots of mojo.
Mojo.
Morris.
Jones.
What?
Hello?
Are from the planet Landis. We want our alien leader, Mike Landis, back at
one.
Replace him immediately with Morris Jones.
Mike, I'm sorry. It should have stopped long ago. Mike, I'm sorry.
Let's hear this.
To record some more,
no.
Press 5.
I just want
to
hear
to
it.
Review your message, press 2. Start of message.
That music is going on my resume reel, too.
Thanks,
everything's going on.
There you go, Morris. You're on.
Hi, Morris. Miss you. Love you. Morris Jones, still alive and well.
That's right.
And furthermore, Mike Landis, he wouldn't do the stupid, you've called Channel 5, but our offices are closed thing.
That's right.
Please.
Very good.
Buzz, talk to me now that I've said something.
It was great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Want to see you on the air more.
Hey, everybody at Channel 5. This is Morris Jones Day on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Mojo.
Yeah. Yeah.
A round of applause for Morris Jones.
Hey, Mojo.
Mojo. Yes, sir. Lots of Mojo. Mojo. Morris Jones.
Mike, I'm sorry. He's been a very...
To add to the message, press 5.
Yeah.
To deposit it, press 7.
Deposit 9. It, yeah. He's been very gracious. I get along with all of those.
Sure.
Hey, it's us doing this.
I know.
You're not saying
messages
anything.
Are,
I know.
Message option 0, reply 1, play envelope 2, forward 3, reply all 4.
My God.
I didn't know I had that on there.
Delete 6.
Wow.
And send 9. To exit, press number sign. Command canceled.
There's a bunch of suits getting out of limos, and they've got little fox bags with them.
Well, listen, you know, we never got to call the hot feed line. I guess we got to do that in a second.
Ooh.
Okay, so we'll be right back with more of Morris Jones Day right after this.
Number 1, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls...
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
They go together like Vicodin and Methadone.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, we had a slight meltdown on the phones. Let me just make sure everything's copacetic here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I hate Channel 5. Morris Jones doesn't work there. I've been watching for 7 years. I hate Channel 5. Morris Jones doesn't work there. I've been watching for 7 years.
Thank you. Obviously, the phones are okay.
I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here.
Okay, we're going to now give you the chance, Morris.
Oh.
For the first time ever.
Yes.
To talk to a phone sex girl.
Nice. And it's the hot feet line?
Yep.
And it's the best. It's the best we've ever called.
Hold on a second. 1-900-T-E-E-T.
Here we go.
We're simply going to... We have to tell them they're on the air first. And after we tell the phone whore she's on the air, we're going to introduce her to...
See my long, firm, and shapely legs.
TV anchor man, Morris Jones.
He's so unflappable. That's how I've cracked me up.
Down to my tiny feet and freshly painted little toes. Oh, my body gets...
He's gone along with everything today.
He has indeed.
Kiss my thighs.
But you know she weighs 300 pounds.
Of course, we know that.
Tickle my tiny toes with your...
He's not backed down at one thing today.
Right.
Calling the Channel 5 newsroom, calling, taking the call, being the fat girl.
Mm-hmm. No, I have no future now. I don't care.
today, it's... Mm-hmm.
If you're going out, this is the way to go out.
That's right.
For these hot
That's
feet.
Right.
You get a lot more for only $249 to $399 per minute.
Yeah.
We're sponsored by Boulevard Entertainment. For customer assistance, call 1-800-777-1249.
Yeah.
Billing will begin 3 seconds after the tone.
Eat my bone.
You'll you'll be charged a $4.99 access fee for this call. Please be aware that customer service time may be billed at the prevailing permanent rate.
This is the most boring part of this
thing. You know, why couldn't I get this on Channel 5? You know, this is great working here.
Oh, like they don't have this at Channel 5?
To be connected to women with sexy little feet and toes,
yeah,
who are ready to get kinky with you,
yeah,
press 1. Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star.
This is too funny.
Here we go, sexy.
This is funny.
Ooh, press 1 for a live triple X tone.
They're making $20 just to get to the
menu. Yeah. Yeah.
You can press star at any time.
Star if we don't like the lady.
Okay, here we go. And this is how easy it is to get phone sex.
Wow.
Hello?
Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Listen, my name is Don, and this is my best friend, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mike.
But I'd like, I'd like to introduce you to someone who perhaps you know. He's famous Fox 5 anchorman, former Fox 5 anchorman, Morris Jones, and he's never had phone fun before on the, you know, on one of these lines.
Oh,
can you say hi to Morris?
Hi, Morris.
Hi, what's your name?
Heidi.
Heidi.
Yeah, how are you?
Can you refer to him as, when you talk to him about feet, can you refer to him as TV's Morris Jones?
That's per my contract. You have to.
Okay.
All right. TV's Morris Jones.
TV's Morris Jones?
So, like, if you're going to say something to you, how you doing, TV's Morris Jones?
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, where are you, where am I talking to you from? Where are you?
I'm in Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. Okay. Well, I was big in Ohio. Well,
oh, really?
Don't you want to ask her name?
It's Heidi.
Well, I thought that you could do that so she could say, thank you, TV's Morris Jones. But I'm sorry, you're right. She already gave
Heidi
the name.
How long have you been doing this?
Been calling the lines?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been calling now for about maybe a couple of months. I guess the first time you do it, you kind of get hooked.
Wait, now, are you a phone hoe or are you a girl calling the line to get off?
Yes, you said you've been calling the line. I'm going to have sex with you, right? I mean, let's cut to the quick.
Would you like?
Yes, I call in to get off.
So wait a minute. So you're just a caller like we are?
Yeah.
Do you have hot feet?
Yes, I do.
And we don't mean warm temperature wise.
I know what you mean.
Okay.
TV's Morris Jones.
Wonderful. Thank you, honey. Thank you. So wait a minute. So you're just. I had no idea girls call these lines to get off.
Well, how did we get through to her?
I don't know. I pressed one.
If we began to analyze the intricate system of the phone sex lines, we'd all have headaches.
So you're calling to get off, right?
Yes.
Well, so is TV's Morris Jones.
So this could be like a menage a feet.
Yes. And, you know, being on television, you know that Morris has to have beautiful feet.
Why don't you ask her about her feet, Morris? TV's Morris Jones. Heidi, do you have all your toes?
Yes.
Okay. And how tall are you?
Oh, I'm actually pretty tall. I mean, not real. I'm 5'8".
And can you, when you answer the questions, can you say, I'm 5'8", TV's Morris Jones?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Just answer all of his questions like that, please. And do you paint your toenails?
Is this TV's Morris Jones?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
And you do, okay.
Yes, what?
Morris Jones.
Okay.
TV's Morris Jones.
And what kind of sandals or shoes or footwear do you like to wear?
I prefer open toe, open heels. TV's Morris Jones.
Thank you. That's good. That's good.
I may have to leave the room in a minute. Any more questions? You just pepper her with questions. You're a reporter. You know how to do that.
Well, the fact is, if she's just a caller, I mean, Heidi, it's I love talking to you, but I was looking for the full bang for my buck.
Well, I'm the person.
Oh, okay. I'm the person what?
TV's Morris Jones.
Now, what kind of things would you do with your feet? Because if I'm not asking these questions, Mike Wallace would be. But instead, you've got TV's Morris Jones.
That's right. Now he's doing it himself.
And you know, every question that is answered should be followed by
TV's Morris Jones.
Very good. Now I think you finally have it now.
Okay,
I think
good.
So.
All right, go ahead, Morris.
So tell me what you like to do with your feet.
Well, I like
all kinds of things. I like to, of course, like I said, I paint my toenails and stuff. I enjoy. I would leave you
the
show.
The way.
I had to hit the button there.
Oh no! Just say his wiener.
No, this is going on my resume too. As well.
Yes, it is.
You can't say that word. Just say his wiener.
I said crotch.
Oh, oh crotch! Oh, I thought it was something else.
Who's crotch?
TV's more. I said it. Pay attention.
Okay, you said it. I'm sorry. I thought you said something else, honey.
Well, I tell you, there's no TV for Morris Jones after this.
Oh, no.
So, I'll enjoy it while I can.
Listen, I'll ask you some questions. Who's the sexiest newsman ever?
It's TV's Morris Jones.
Who's the newsman that you'd like to have foot sex with?
The man that I would like to have foot sex with more than anything in the world is TV's Morris Jones.
Now, get the theme from Shaft. It sounds like Shaft.
It does. Does it shut your mouth? I'm talking about Morris.
Now I'm going to give you another name, okay? And whenever I ask something bad, you have to answer TV's Mike Landau.
Oh, no. Mike, I'm so sad.
Okay. So remember, if it's a good question, the answer is TV's Morris Jones.
Right.
If it's a bad question, the answer is TV's Mike Landis.
What TV man has really ugly feet?
Well, I'd have to answer that very honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And,
Do you not remember his name, honey?
I don't remember his name.
Okay. The bad guy is TV's Mike Landis.
Now we're gonna try this again, okay?
Mike Landis?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
TV's Mike Landis. He's
bad. I
feel
like I'm calling 411.
He's the bad one, and TV's Morris Jones is the good one.
So let me ask you a question, Heidi.
Yes.
What TV person has the ugliest feet?
A TV person with the ugliest feet has gotta be TV's Mike Landis.
Yes.
Mike, I'm so sorry.
Who has the feet that are so beautiful you'd like to suck them?
Well, TV's Morris Jones, of course.
Yes.
Is your tongue pierced?
Actually, yes.
Ah. Yes, what?
Yes, TV's Morris Jones. I'm ready for you.
Which TV newsman is missing a toe due to a bout with gout?
TV's Mike Landis.
Right.
What TV newsman's feet have been described as the prettiest in the business?
TV's Morris Jones.
Very, now you're getting it.
What man has to wear two pairs of socks because his foot odor is so bad?
TV's Mike Landis.
That's right. What man has the most beautiful arches in all of television news?
TV's Morris Jones.
What man has a prosthetic heel?
TV Mike Landis.
TV Mike Landis.
What man does not have any foot odor at all? As a matter of fact, his feet smell like daisies.
TV's Morris Jones.
And what man has feet that are blue because of his disease?
TV's Mike Landis.
There you go.
And finally, what man would you never, even on a bet, have foot sex with?
TV's Mike Landis.
And what man do you always dream about having hot foot sex with?
TV's Morris Jones.
That's right, honey. That's right. Now, TV's Morris Jones, do you have any questions for young Heidi before we send her off into Footland?
Heidi, how long have you been doing this?
And remember how to answer the questions, Heidi.
Yes.
Yeah, how long have you been doing this?
For about 2 months, TV's Morris Jones.
Oh, good.
Let me ask you, what TV anchorman has never been able to pleasure a woman in his life?
TV's Mike Landis.
That's right.
And what TV newsman is simply known as the sex machine to all the chicks?
TV's Morris Jones.
There it is.
That's right. You're beautiful. You're a great phone sex girl, Heidi, even if you're just calling in for it.
Have you had fun today, Heidi?
Thank you, TV's Morris Jones.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, good job, Heidi.
Thank you, Heidi.
Good job,
bye.
Heidi.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
How'd you find that, Morris?
Well, I've got to take my coat off.
See how easy it is to have phone sex, Morris?
Great.
You just call up, and that was just a girl. I guess the lines were crossed for a moment, right?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Another disappointment, though.
Ours is not to question why.
No, but listen, we are now going to officially end Morris Jones Day on the Don and Mike Show.
It has been a truly magnificent day.
I've had a great time.
No, Buzz, no. Frankly.
No.
The news is your domain, Buzz. Well,
I was willing to share it with TV's Morris Jones.
That's very nice, Buzz. I'll be back sometime for that.
Yeah. He wants your job, Buzz.
I know.
So just keep in mind, this is your... it's an audition, frankly, for the job you already have.
I have nothing else to look forward to now, so thank you.
We do want to thank TV's Morris Jones for coming in.
Truly wonderful sport. He went along with everything we did today.
Yes, and Morris, we hope to see you back on television. God knows we did love watching you on the 10 o'clock news.
You're true.
Thank you.
And I think I speak for everybody to say, F Channel 5, that they made a gigantic mistake.
That's
they're
right.
Wonderful people.
Right, they're one of F them. F them sideways. And Morris Jones Day, officially... June 5.
June 5, and when you do get back into TV news, the first time, and maybe it'll be locally, maybe it'll be somewhere else, but please wear a turtleneck.
I'll wear a turtleneck, and I'll call your show.
There you
please
go.
Please do, Morris.
Good man.
It was great seeing you. Now, you got to get out of here.
Get out of here, Morris.
Thank you very much.
Morris Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Jones Day.
Thank you very much. A pleasure.
Morris Jones Day.
There he goes.
He did everything today.
Unflappable.
He really did.
Unflappable.
Nice guy.
Morris Jones Day.
That was a good time.
A good time was had by all.
He was terrific.
And listen, I know that he wanted to do the news, and then the Buzz, you wanted to have him do the news with you.
Would have been fun.
Yeah, but you know what, Buzz?
Yeah.
That's your territory.
God bless you.
Okay? That's your territory. Unless you have a bad newscast today.
I think you'll be happy.
At which time you'll be immediately replaced by Morris Jones.
You'll be standing in the hall.
You'll be waiting in the hallway. Exactly.
He will. Well, there he goes. Morris Jones.
Bye, Morris.
Morris Jones, MJ. Hold on. We did have one final call for him. Hello?
Morris.
I'm sorry. Is this Michael Landis?
This is Michael Landis. I wanted to wish him good luck.
He was doing the same for you. He had nothing but kind words for you, Mike.
Don, I think it's only fair that he does the news with Buzz.
Well,
I've been listening all day, and I love every second, Schnookums.
Well, listen, Mike Landis, frankly, Morris Jones, really.
Right now.
He had asked us like an hour ago. He had stuff he had to do to
you know, I'll tell you, Mike, he said some very nice things about Sue Palka. Is she there? Can we just...
You want to talk to Sue Palka? She's right here with me. Give me a beat. DJ, hold on.
Wow.
Sue Palka, get up. Don and Mike want to talk to you.
Get up.
Don and Mike.
Hey,
Sue Palka.
Hey, Sue.
How are you guys doing?
Right now.
Is it sunny right now?
You know who I'd love to talk to? That hot girl in the helicopter, Amy Roadblock.
Amy Roadblock. Come down from your helicopter right now.
Let me talk to Amy Roadblock.
She's right over here.
Put her on.
Amy, Don and Mike want to talk to you right now.
Amy Roadblock.
Don and Mike.
Who's this?
Amy Roadblock. How you guys doing?
All right.
Come down from my chopper.
All right, get out of here. Goodbye.
I love you.
Goodbye, Amy.
Love you, Morris.
Goodbye. Get out of here.
God bless.
All right, Mike Landis, goodbye.
Mike Landis, signing off. More to come.
Right now.
He doesn't let us down.
No,
I guess.
No, he doesn't. The Mike Landis guy. Okay.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz, it's me.
He made it up.
Hey, how much you want to bet tomorrow at this time we're not as happy?
Yeah?
Because tomorrow at this time we'll be bidding adieu to Laura Corn.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow we will be... I'm bringing an Excedrin.
Yeah, your head will be dropping.
Yep, Sexpert Laura Corn tomorrow on the show. Now news and comments with Buzz. And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, Tom Cruise and another I'm Not Gay lawsuit.
Oh!
Hey.
Okay, stay tuned, everyone.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Professional.
Number one, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
And now, with another segment designed to disgruntle Buzz Burbank, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Time for the news and comments brought to you by Egars.com.
Yay.
Visit Egars.com. Limited edition punch rare Corojo. Five cigars, as little as $14.95. Order online.
Good cigars.
It's all about 877-81 Egars. Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Tom Cruise says he isn't gay, and anyone who says otherwise is getting sued.
Fag!
For the second time in 2 months, Cruz has filed a $100 million lawsuit. This time, it's against Los Angeles Magazine publisher Michael Davis. Cruz says Davis sent a letter to a dozen media outlets claiming the existence of a video that shows him having a gay fling.
Really?
Davis then offered a reward in his Bold magazine to anyone who could prove that Cruz is either gay or straight. Last month, Cruz sued an erotic wrestler who supposedly said that Cruz approached him for sex. The wrestler now says...
An erotic wrestler.
He never said that.
Yeah. I am an erotic wrestler.
The ad on the internet reads, Wrestle Hard Men.
Look at my pile driver.
Hi, my name's Mick Foley. And welcome... Welcome to the show.
Yes, sirree. He approached me for sex.
Former New York Knicks star Patrick Ewing got oral sex from a stripper in Atlanta's Gold Club while the owner watched.
Oh, now that's gross. And you know how I know that's gross?
Wow.
Remember that time we were in Reno?
Right. Oh, yes.
When the girls from the Bunny Ranch came up and one of them started to do that to Wendell Hall in our studio. And
Justin!
It was horrible.
Gross.
It was horrible, and it's... Wendell had no problem, though.
He would have finished.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he said to me one time he was close to finishing.
Oh, he told you that? Are you kidding?
That close. Oh, we didn't need that.
That was gross. I mean, because Wendell was aroused. Yuck.
I didn't actually see that.
That was a moment.
I don't think I could get aroused in front of you guys.
You do, though.
Well, not naked. I mean,
you pointed at it the other day. I've never looked. Are you faking it? Tell us you're faking it.
Please.
Never know.
Good. I can accept that.
You'll never know.
Now that's wonderful. If I think it's theater, I can handle it a lot better.
But Jesus Christ, to be naked in front of you guys with a boner?
Don't want
to
do that.
I don't think so.
So Patrick Ewing supposedly got this oral sex.
Good story, Don.
From the stripper.
Yeah, but Rob, when we go to France, all bets are off.
There you go.
Okay?
At the bottomless beaches.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Wendell.
Just imagine the ladies going off to do some shopping.
And he'll say, hey, Rob, look at this. I say, never mind that. Look here.
Oh, God. You doing your Speedos.
In our berets.
Until the Speedos simply can't contain you.
They gave out. The spandex just gave out.
Spandex just couldn't make it on time.
Hey, how you doing? Rob Bennington. Yeah, take a look at this. Spandex completely gone.
So the story about the owner watching Patrick Ewing, that's the testimony of a former manager who testified yesterday in a trial that involves strippers, mobsters, and big-name athletes.
I like to look at the new ladies.
Thomas Ziggy Siskasganis. Let me try this again.
Okay, come on now. Get it right. It's not difficult. Lots of vowels.
Get a running start and keep in mind Morris Jones could pronounce it correctly.
Siskasganis.
What?
Thomas Ziggy Siciglano.
Siciglano.
Tommy G.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Tommy Z.
There
you go, baby.
Siciglano was back on the stand today.
All the days. Yeah. Buckling under the pressure. Morris is driving down the street right now laughing.
Right? talking about the relationship between Dennis Rodman and another stripper at the club. That stripper, the owner of the club, and five other people are accused of using prostitution to lure NBA and NFL stars to the club, and then funneling the big bucks into the Gambino crime family. The manager testified that the names Scottie Pippen and John Starks were used as code words for sex and drug use by the employees.
Get my left ball, dimwit.
Blockbuster Video is offering discounts and free rentals to settle nearly two dozen class action lawsuits it's facing.
Why?
The company's being sued for allegedly charging inflated fees for overdue video rentals.
Hey,
tell me about it.
Lawsuits accuse Blockbuster of profiting unfairly through that practice. Company's now offering to pay over $9 million in legal fees to the plaintiffs and to give them coupons for free video rentals and other goodies.
I had, and this wasn't our little deal, but I had a late video one time. It was six weeks late. I forgot it. Right. A month went by, and then 2 weeks went by. I had to go in order to get my card back. I had to have sex with the manager.
Wow.
Right there in the store.
Gay sex?
Gay sex right in that little kiosk.
And you thought that was unfair?
I thought it was horrible.
Hey, you don't like me talking about my boners.
I have to tell the truth, and that's what I do here.
The only thing that was unfortunate about that is he made all the assistant managers watch.
I know. That didn't bother me nearly as much as the act
itself. Good for you. You've come a long way.
You're damn right I have.
And if you're not impressed by the coupon offer, you should be. That would make the Blockbuster settlement offer $450 million.
All right, hold on there, Buzz.
This is Nano.
Is everybody watching Mike?
That's what they said.
He sodomized. Yeah.
Then they give me a free popcorn.
For his late return. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building. Great.
With over 6 million listeners, the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, before we get back to Buzzy here, I'd like to announce
you
that
don't know how you met.
For those of you who listen to us on WJFK-FM here in D.C., starting next Monday, you're going to get 5 hours of show every day.
Every single day, ladies and gentlemen.
The show's going to run till 8 o'clock every night. And what that means is that the sports junkies, the guys that follow us,
right,
the junks will go on at 8, and they will now have 4 full hours and stay on the air until midnight.
Excellent.
So that's the new lineup.
Wow.
Starting on Monday, we'll be on till 8. Then the junks come on at 8 every night, and they will take it up to midnight.
That's the new thing.
Right? So you got more of us and more of the junkies. And now, once again, here's Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And the junkies are thrilled about staying on until midnight. Well, they are. They're fine with it.
Americans,
they're fine with it. I'm not selling it.
They have, they have a definite start time.
Yeah, they're very excited about it. No, listen, I can understand that, you know, we have a show that's free-flowing.
Right.
Some nights we get done at 7:15.
Right.
Some nights we get done at 7:30. Some nights, more recently, we haven't gotten done until 1 minute until 8 o'clock.
Exactly.
They would come in, and technically their start time was 7 o'clock, but we've always had the luxury of running late. You know, and I can dig the frustration. They're sitting around going, when do we go on the air?
Right.
What's
that? Yeah, so, you know, there you go. That's what a creative program director does.
Creative move.
Is just say, we'll stay on till 8, and then you got the junks at 8 o'clock.
Problem solved.
And that's their brand new time slot starting Monday night, and that's when they start every night. I mean, even if we're not done at 8 o'clock...
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be taken off the air on our own station if we're not done. Well, if we're not done at 8 o'clock, I'm going to have a mutiny on my hands.
No.
No.
No. Now, this is really a lucky break for their fans.
Shut up, Rob. F you, Rob.
My love,
anyway, that starts on... That starts on Monday. Buzz, what's your next money story?
It's that Americans still like George Bush. They
that's a show.
They just don't think he's doing a very good job, especially when it comes to his energy policy. Bush's approval rating has gone down and his disapproval rating up since he introduced his energy plan.
I think he's got great energy and great wit.
This, according to surveys by ABC News and the Washington Post, 58%.
It's fantastic, right?
I will always love that.
You guys have great energy and great wit.
All right. 58% now disapprove of the president's energy approach. Two-thirds of us also think Bush should work harder on compromising with the Democrats than on pushing his own agenda.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
What is wrong with an energy policy that says slaughter the deer and burn the carcasses?
Come on. Seriously. Yeah. Seriously, what's wrong with that, Mike?
It's the smell, Don.
Okay.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings, and... Every time Tiger Woods plays in an American tournament, the stock market soars the next day.
Oh, are you going to come with this crap again?
The streak now stands at 19.
Oh, please.
19 times in a row, the markets have closed up on the Monday after a Sunday tournament featuring Tiger.
Merry Christmas, you old Tiger Woods.
Happened again yesterday, 19th consecutive time over 13 months.
Hey, Rob, who did Jimmy Stewart used to do a million years ago when you called
Merry Christmas, Tiger Woods!
Nobody knows that is how Rob started on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
By calling every Christmas as Jimmy Stewart from It's a Wonderful Life.
I didn't even know.
It used to be the greatest day of my life on the air when he would call and do that.
Now you get me every day.
That's right. God damn it. Buzz, this is a lame pretense.
Dow was back over the 11,000 mark yesterday. First time in a week. And it happened on a low-volume day. The Dow was up again today, 114 points. NASDAQ up 78.
Okay.
Police in Albuquerque have arrested a mother for alleged drunk driving.
Morris Jones' hometown.
Yes.
Right. I hope it wasn't Mrs. Jones.
No, I don't think so.
My boy.
Because I know I was out with her.
They arrested
me.
Her.
Me! And Mrs.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
So Albuquerque police have arrested a mother for alleged drunken driving as she was on her way home from a meeting of mothers against drunk driving.
That's not even funny.
The fact of the matter was she was turned away from the meeting because she appeared intoxicated. Police say she drove away, though.
What are we talking about tonight?
Your pussy smells like garbage.
And she left.
Thank you, Peter.
And police say she drove away from the meeting with them watching. They stopped her immediately, but she allegedly bit the officer as she was being arrested. By the way, is a felony.
Get off my leg.
The woman went to the meeting as part of her plea bargain after she was arrested earlier this year on DWI charges. This is not a good year for the FBI, not a good decade, really. Today, a federal appeals court ruled that an FBI sharpshooter can be tried for manslaughter. That FBI agent killed the wife of white separatist Randy Weaver in the Ruby Ridge standoff in Idaho 9 years ago. A lower court had ruled that because he was a federal agent doing his job, he could not be prosecuted.
Did you say someone killed Sandy Weaver?
No. This is Mrs. Weaver, wife of Randy Weaver.
Oh, I was talking about Sandy Weaver.
No, Randy.
The disc jockey that we knew. Sandy Weaver.
Oh, God, I miss her.
Ma Weaver.
I do miss her. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders do upset us. At least that was the case with a couple of former Burger King employees.
What did they do?
19-year-old Dan Musson says he and a co-worker at a BK near Rochester often laced sandwiches with cleaning products or saliva if a customer made a special order. Dan and 20-year-old Scott Savino are pleading guilty to charges of making a sheriff's deputy sick that way. Dan says he and Scott also used to skate across the floor using frozen hamburger patties as skates. He says they thought it was funny, and at the time, a cool thing to do.
Hold on, Buzz. Right. Another full segment of news and comments coming.
Coming right up.
Number one on the Tom Lee, the Don and Mike Show.
To the letters, F O mean anything to you.
Hey.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, tomorrow on the show, Laura Korn, known as Sex Bird. Still to come in studio this month, Donny Osmond. Mick Foley's coming in for a show, Mankind. And also Journey coming in. We'll be in New York for a couple of days next week. Lots of stuff happening. Later this week, we're giving away a 36-inch Panasonic color TV from Graffiti Audio Video. Four locations, DuPont Circle, Tenleytown, Bethesda, and the new location, the Fair City Mall in Fairfax. Graffiti Audio Video.
That's a quality set.
Always overstocked, but never undersold. Now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. A guy with issues tied up traffic for hours in New York today as he used the Brooklyn Bridge as a jungle gym.
Was it Jeremy Coleman?
I don't know. No, Jeremy's, I think, a little older than 20.
I don't have to, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Ken Stevens?
No, this guy was 23.
23
years old, yeah.
Could be our board op at WNEW.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe it was Matt Stout. Was it Eddie Trunk?
Oh, God, I hope not. The 23-year-old climbed up this morning and began to traverse the web of support cables on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Matt Stout, he's done it all. Now he's going to propel himself to his death in Midtown Manhattan.
Police closed the bridge and tried to talk the guy down. He wouldn't come. They tried to get him down, but they couldn't catch him. At one point, he asked for a beer and a cigarette. But eventually, tired and thirsty, he gave himself up. Police say he never appeared to be suicidal, but they say he told them he has issues.
It wouldn't be Matt. He would have climbed a bridge in Greenwich Village.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's where he hangs out.
Thank you, Rob.
No word yet on what charges this guy will face, if any.
Yoo-hoo!
At a medical school... At a medical school...
Perfect story for that. I forgot almost.
In Atlanta, they took 64 boys between the ages of 8 and 12 and split them into very small groups.
They left them in a room full of toys, but hidden in a drawer was an unloaded 38 caliber handgun. The researchers and the boys' parents watched through a two-way mirror. 48 boys found the gun. 30 handled it. Sixteen pulled the trigger.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Sometimes they pointed it at each other.
How many?
I don't know. They didn't say how many times they actually pointed it at each other.
I just wanted to...
They just counted the trigger.
Done? Yeah. Four of them pointed. Thanks, Mike.
Sometimes they peeked down the barrel of the gun.
How many of them did that?
The National Rifle Association says the study is artificial and that the sample group was puny.
The sample group of 100.
New York? Finger gets tired. It was really 64.
Do you want a car? I'll do a commercial to sell you a car. Like that.
I feel strangely hungry.
You what?
I feel strangely hungry. Hungry.
Oh.
Pot reference. Doesn't end, does it?
Jesus, that's fun.
Yeah, I really think people are either going to love that.
Right.
They're really going to hate it.
Welcome your feedback.
I think they love it.
No, we don't welcome. No, don't call.
Don't call.
I don't want to know what you think. It doesn't matter. I love it.
New York's Leona Helmsley is still the queen of mean, according to a new lawsuit.
Baby.
A gay hotel manager is suing the 80-year-old for $10 million.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
He says she canned him because she hates gays. 47-year-old Charles Bell was fired as general manager of the Park Lane Hotel. He says it's because Helmsley is a cruel and abusive boss who ridicules homosexuals and minorities.
I know you wouldn't have fired him, Rob.
No, I'd kill him.
Rob.
I'm kidding.
Jesus. He says she uses the word gay as an insult. He says she fired an Asian florist screaming, "Get out of my hotel, you're not even American." He says she won't let African-Americans work as security guards or maids in her hotel.
Rob, you should really try to find a job with this girl, this woman, the next time we go to New York.
It's 80-year-old girl. She's looking for a boyfriend and a manager.
This girl.
Oh. Hi, baby.
Bell says he was fired just after Helmsley discovered...
Oh, the guy's name is Bell?
Yes, Bell. Charles Bell.
Hey, do we, are we testing your patience today?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Just makes me think of Tiger Woods in the stock market again. But... Bell says he was fired just after Helmsley discovered that her latest boyfriend is also gay and fired him from his executive post at the hotel. Helms people deny the charges, but she's also facing two other discrimination suits. Okay. Three young, attractive Latin women approach you, expose their breasts, rub some kind of liquid on their breasts, and then ask you to lick it off. What do you do? Do you do it?
Where's my wife?
Let's say she's nowhere around.
Who's watching?
I mean, I know, I'm asking. It's on the street. Maybe somebody's watching, maybe they're not.
No way. Really, seriously, really? Take wives out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Single guy, you know, without any, I mean, it just total opportunity. They rub it up on the street?
Yes.
They rub something that you don't know what it is?
On their breast.
And they, no way.
Absolutely,
absolutely not.
Smart answer.
I would have failed this test.
and you know, you might be worse off for it. Because in Bogota, Colombia, police have finally arrested the trio of tempting 20-somethings after a number of men were robbed and some of them died. The liquid was apparently some kind of powerful drug, perhaps a date rape drug. The victims who survived say whatever it was, it made them lose all their willpower, and they woke up to find their cars, their wallets, and their memories gone.
Yeah. Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
They were woozy.
Wow.
Woozy. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you for the news and the comments. Time now for a call 100. And a prize package selected especially for you. Joe Ardinger standing by, as always, to take your call to this hands-free thing that he's got. He's got the Time Life Operator.
Cool. Very good.
877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
Do you find me, Lewis, annoying?
Yes.
Discussing places and wet things. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche have tonight and tomorrow night to stay alive in the Stanley Cup playoffs. New Jersey leads the best of seven NHL Championship Series 3-2. The NBA Championship Series tips off tomorrow night with the Sixers at the Lakers. And Milwaukee Bucks coach George Karl says three other NBA coaches have called him about his conspiracy theory. But that didn't stop the NBA from fining him today.
Uh-oh.
Carl, guard Ray Allen, and the Milwaukee Bucks have been fined a total of $85,000 for comments that the Sixers were getting calls the Bucks didn't get during the NBA Eastern Conference Final.
I tend to agree.
And that the league would rather have Philadelphia in the championship series for ratings.
Right, no F, Sherlock.
And the ratings are poor. Mark Carrier and the Washington Redskins have parted ways. The Skins released the 33-year-old former Pro Bowl safety today. Carrier's an 11-year veteran who came to D.C. in February last year. He was facing a multiple-game suspension, though, after a helmet-to-helmet hit on Arizona's David Boston in the last game of the season.
That's helmet-to-helmet.
Thank you. Carrier's absence frees up nearly $1.5 million under the salary cap. Deion Sanders says he doesn't trust Redskins coach Marty Schottenheimer.
Deion Sanders.
Hello, Captain.
Deion says he knows the team will release him, so he thinks Marty's playing games by saying...
Martin Schottenheimer.
He thinks Martin's playing games by saying the team wants to keep Sanders.
My favorite Martin.
Martin.
The two-sport athlete says he'll jump in the air and click his heels when the Skins let him go because he says they'll still be paying him to do nothing.
Dumb prick.
And finally...
Really stupid purple suits. Get out of here, Deion, you dumb prick.
Finally, who knows?
You know, you read the paper today, what Schneider paid him? It ends up he's paying him like $3 million in interception.
Right, exactly.
He intercepted four passes last year.
Really didn't do the job for us last
year. Goodbye, you dope.
Who knows what'll happen to the people who ate sausages at a funeral in Florida? Turns out the sausages were made from tainted pork. From genetically altered pigs.
Tainted pork.
Police say the pigs had been injected with enough chemicals to kill a 500-pound pig. Instead of sending the carcasses to the incinerator, a lab worker sold them to a butcher. The lab worker has been fired. Officials say they really don't know what effect the genetically altered pork will have on the people who ate it.
This is great. This is the best tasting sausage I've ever had, Joe.
Get to know Charlie.
Joe.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Congratulations on the new job.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That's it. We got to go, Charlie. And we want to thank TV's Morris Jones
for
coming in today for Morris Jones Day.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do, Charlie. Sex expert Laura Korn will be on the show.
That's a warning.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I'm calling 100.
Right. Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Iva.
Iva, where you been? I mean, where are you from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
Iva, you want a gift basket from VirginiaGiftBasket.com? Call Virginia Gift Basket, 800-361-1321, or go online to order a basket. But wait, there's more. You also won the graduation bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Send a bear gram or celebrate a graduation. Shop online, VermontTeddyBear.com. Send a bear gram. Or call 1-800-829-BEAR. Well, thank you for listening. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Have a great night. We will be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie.
Wow.
Mr. Helmsley.
Wow.
Throw your hand away. In the air, please. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Hey. Oh, hey.
That's the most right.
Hey.
Right side.
Yes, I think you're right.
All right, boys.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Until we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, The Don and Mike Show.